your phone. Talk about the guys at work so you feel ego-central. Like fancy cars and football teams, is she like continental? With a European accent, does she speak? Oh, so gentle. And it's none of my business, and I don't want to get involved. If you're thinking that she's good, God, no, God, no. She got you on your knees like a little boy. The way she's out of work, she's doing what you did to me. She tell you where it hurts, but you don't seem to see. The way she's out of work, she's doing what you did to me. She got you on your knees like a little boy.
Broadcasting from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Cullman.
Good afternoon. We're broadcasting live from Good Hope High School. This is Cullman's Live 95. We are WRJMLP, Cullman. And we will present you on Friday Night Live in just a little bit, the 11-0, number two state-ranked Jacksonville Golden Eagles facing off against the home Good Hope Raiders, the number 9 team in the state. 10-1 coming into this game against the Golden Eagles from Jacksonville. A pretty good matchup for the second round of the playoffs here, as it's going to be a doozy of one for these both teams. Coming in really hot teams coming out of the first weeks, of course. Jacksonville having a tough test against Rogers, Tommy, and then JP2 being just a easy game for Good Hope.
And what a great night for football here in Cullman County. Folks, if you're listening to Live 95, looking for something to do tonight, make your way to Good Hope. This is the only team that Cullman County has in the state playoffs. Make your way to Good Hope. There's still some good seating left. Their crowds are pouring in. They've made arrangements for extra seating here. Of course, you can listen to us tonight on 95.5. You can stream it at www.live95cullman.com. You can listen to it on the TuneIn Radio app, or you can listen via Facebook. But it'd be better if you were here to cheer on the Cullman County team in the playoffs, which is the Good Hope Raiders, Daniel, and this is going to be a dandy.
I think this is going to be a great game. You got Jacksonville, like Dylan said, 11-0. Good Hope at 10-1, second round of the playoffs. Beautiful night for football. The weather's great. Just a cold enough that you don't sweat to death, but not too cold that you freeze. So it's perfect weather for some football, and excited to see a great game.
We need a big crowd on hand tonight, Dylan, to cheer on the home team Raiders.
Yeah, we do. We really need all of Cullman County, no matter where your allegiance are. If you're a Vimont grad, if you're a Cold Springs fan, or you're a diehard West Point Warrior, come out to James Schaible Stadium here in Good Hope, just south of I-65, and come enjoy this game we've got for you tonight. It's going to be a good one between these two teams, and you know, Cullman County is being represented well tonight by the Good Hope Raiders.
Make your way to James Schaible Stadium in Good Hope and cheer on the Good Hope Raiders. Airtime for pregame is going to be around 6:40 this evening. This is Tommy, Daniel, Dylan, Jay, and Josh, and Melissa on Live 95, Cullman's Independent
Cullman
Radio.
Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Cullman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at CullmanAppliancerepair.com. Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Cullman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, has been a proud supporter of Live 95 since the early days. Angela at Scissor Salon does her best to keep you looking your best. Haircuts, colors, perms, scissors can handle them all. And walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. Look for the big scissors on the roof. Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Colman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage. NMLS number 338177. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the official pregame show for this one. Dylan Deamer, Tommy Warhurst, and Daniel Warhurst on the call here tonight so far, with Josh Lawler also in the booth, and Jay Fuller and Melissa Fuller, wherever she's off to in the crowd. We'll go talk with her in a little bit, actually, as we're going to go talk to some Good Hope fans, see how they feel about round two of the Alabama State High School Athletic Association football playoffs. You know, it's been a long time since these playoffs have come through Good Hope, Tommy.
It has. This is the Raiders' first playoff appearance. Actually, last week was, in several years, and then last week was their first playoff win in about 12 years. They got it off in great fashion last week, beating St. John Paul II up in Huntsville. Their opponent tonight, the Jacksonville Golden Eagles, beat Rogers. Jacksonville, as Dylan mentioned earlier, undefeated in the region. They come in here 10-0 with a running back who you're going to hear a lot about tonight, a guy by the name of Rondarius Wiggins. Now, two, listen for his name a lot tonight, but you're going to hear his name in the next couple of years as well. He's a junior coming into this year, Daniel, 2,500 yards rushing in 11 football games.
Well, just doing the quick math in my head, 11 games, 2,500 yards, that's over 200 yards a game. That's almost unstoppable at the high school level. I mean, you hear guys running for 200 yards once, maybe twice a year. But to average 200 yards a game in high school is – Well, it's unthinkable, but that's probably why they said their recruits are already steaming and looking at this kid, and he's just a junior.
And I tell you, folks, too, we've told you that this is the place to be. This is the Fox 6 Game of the Week, one of only two Game of the Weeks that they've got going on in their TV viewing area. Sheldon Haygood is here down on the field. So if you want to be on TV, or if you want to be the place that's going to be in the news in Colman County, it is right here at Good Hope, Dylan.
It is. I saw a banner earlier that said that they love ABC 3340. I don't know if that's going to burn the Fox 6 guy here. But, you know, the media has got their attention right here on this spot in Colman County, and rightfully so, because this is a big game tonight. When you're facing the number two team in your state for a group, 11-0 record, this team has just blown up everybody, and you said, you know, 2,500 yards in a single season so far for this running back for Jacksonville. That's almost like Nick Saban should be contacting this kid in a few years or so.
You know, the Raiders have a chance to have home field advantage tonight, and that's why we're telling you, folks, if you love football, this is a place to be. This is a game right here in Colman County. No other Colman County team is in the playoffs. We can cheer on the home team Raiders and be a part of what can be history here tonight.
Right, and the crowd is filling up out here as I look out the window, as we have a lot of people just now filing in. Plenty of good seats still here if you're planning to come out. We hope you plan to come out. About 30 minutes to go until this game starts here in Good Hope, just south of I-65. Just come on down to the, take a right at the red light in Good Hope, right past the Dollar General store. If you don't know where I'm talking about, so if you're new to Coleman County and new to Live 95 and just tuning in for the first time and want to see something cool, want to see some interesting things in Coleman County and see some great football, it's right here at James Schaible Stadium in Good Hope.
The way the bracket shapes up on our end, and I say for our end, the teams that Good Hope would face as they continue on. Tonight, of course, Good Hope plays Jacksonville. They'll play the winner of the DAR Aniana game, which is taking place over on Grant Mountain tonight. Also, down below, you've got North Jackson still alive, Hoax Bluff, Fayette County, and Deschler, the Tigers, remaining strong. As we work through, again, next week, the winner of this game would face the winner of Aniana and DAR, two good football teams as well. DAR finished 2 in their region. Aniana finished up number 4 in their region, but Aniana was the 4th seed in their region to these Jacksonville Golden Eagles.
So, yeah, it'll make it a little more interesting to see where they're going. It always seems like it's a little toss-up, you know, where which team is going. The state did some paperwork, though, and helped us out and made some rules and guidelines to tell us where they're going, how to break ties, and it may make your head spin at first, but it does make plenty of sense. So we'll see where we're going next week, and we don't want to count out Winston County just yet, but a team on the eastern half of Winston County, Addison, they're on the road as well, North Sand Mountain, playing them tonight in their game. They're one of the top seeds in that region for 2A.
Our pregame tailgate party will continue in a moment. And our official pregame show kicks off in about 8 minutes. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home. We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Welcome back to the official tailgate show for the Good Hope Raiders hosting the Jacksonville Golden Eagles. As you look on the field here at James Schaible Stadium, it looks like the Golden Eagles are out there kind of just coming back to their sideline. Not a big crowd yet here for their home team, but they've got an hour and a half drive coming out here. Dylan Diemert and Daniel Warhurst on the call right now for your official tailgate show. The pregame show coming up in just a little bit here as we got the second round of the Alabama State High School Athletic Association football playoffs here. The Jacksonville Golden Eagles and the Good Hope Raiders here at James Schaible Stadium. If you're out there somewhere looking for something to do on this Friday night, football is still well and alive here in North Alabama. So come out to here to Good Hope High School and enjoy a good game between two juggernauts of a program, Daniel.
Yes, just as we were watching both teams warm up on both ends of the field, I know if you've been to the game, you notice a lot of teams all come together, say, in the end zone, and then they sprint out to where they're going to be doing their stretches. And as Jacksonville was sprinting towards the middle of the field, about 7 or 8 of their athletic ball players did a ground off, 2 or 3 backhand springs and back flips About 7 or 8 all the way across the board, Dylan. I caught the first one.
It was something to see out there. It was a very cool thing. And, you know, I think that was something just to rile up the crowd they've got here. You know, not a big crowd just yet, but a lot of people coming in from Jacksonville, which is, you know, about an hour and a half drive away, mainly known for their big university they have out there, Jacksonville State. If you're not familiar with Jacksonville, I know some people may have heard of Jacksonville State, or, you know, they're probably – if you're a university in the state of Alabama and if your name's not Auburn or, you know, Alabama.
Right.
Or UAB in the case.
In the past couple of years, though, if I'm not mistaken, Jacksonville State has won the Ohio Valley Conference, and I believe they played either for the semifinal or the national championship last year.
Yes.
So they've got another good program this year. I believe they've only lost one game, and they're leading the conference that they're in as we speak. So Jacksonville State's been having a good run for the past 2 or 3 years.
And, you know, we say that because a lot of these players on this team, you know, will choose to stay home and go to the home university. As that's usually the case with a lot of these players. They'll, if they're in a college town, they usually favor the university that they're in. So, you know, a lot of hometown kids will be going to Jacksonville State, and some of them will continue their careers here, or there, so I should say. So it'd be interesting to see for them. On the Good Hope side here, though, we don't know much about I'm not the person to ask about something like that. I wouldn't know too much about where maybe some of these seniors have for, you know, after high school plans. But
right. I'm sure there's 2 or 3 that have some colleges looking at them just from the games that we've done. I know if I was a college coach, there's 4 or 5 that I would be talking to that I could use on my team on offense and on defense.
And you got to wonder if, you know, I'm sure they're watching these games tonight, especially these playoff games.
Exactly. That's when a lot of the coaches have time to come out, and they go to the games that start to matter. Because, you know, in the playoffs, it's win or go home, and you can see what a kid's made of and what he actually brings to the table. So, yeah, a lot of playoff games are viewed by a lot of coaches all over the state.
All right, and this is a game that does matter most, so hopefully all eyes are on this one. It's the Jacksonville Golden Eagles at the Good Hope Raiders at James Schaible Stadium. We'll take a quick break. Your official pregame show coming up in just a short little bit here on Coleman's Live 95 WRJMLP Coleman.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Coleman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Coleman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanApplianceRepair.com.
Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, has been a proud supporter of Live 95 since the early days. Angela at Scissor Salon does her best to keep you looking your best. Haircuts, colors, perms, scissors can handle them all. And walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
In round one of the Alabama State High School Athletic Association playoffs, the Good Hope Raiders, their first postseason appearance since 2006 when they win against the JP2 Falcons in Huntsville, securing Coach Allen Scott's first trip to the second round. Now here tonight, the Golden Eagles of Jacksonville glide into James Schaible Stadium
But tonight, all eyes are on Coleman County's Good Hope Raiders. With the community behind them, this team looks to make them proud with a big win to a tough team. A win will propel the Raiders to the quarterfinals and set the stage for Good Hope to manifest destiny. In the second round of ASHAA football playoffs, Friday Night Live presents to you the Jacksonville Golden Eagles and the Good Hope Raiders. Friday Night Live, sponsored by Scissor Salon, Happy Homes Real Estate, Cyber Broadband, Fuller Optical, Gateway Mortgage, and Odin's Auto Glass. Good evening, football fans far and wide. From James Schaible Stadium in Good Hope, Alabama, you're tuned into the first round of the ASHAA football playoffs on Friday Night Live. Dylan Diemert, Josh Lawler, Daniel, and Tommy Warhurst. A chilly mid-November evening in North Alabama, 1 week away from Turkey in the big game in respects to college. Tonight, however, we've got a big game right here. The number one Jacksonville Golden Eagles had a tough test to Rodgers last week, but overcame it. Well, Good Hope kind of just blew the lights out of JP2 last week. But, you know, we were talking about it on Prep Sports Live this Tuesday, but, you know, what do you guys think about these two teams tonight? I'll start with you, Daniel.
Well, I've seen Good Hope a few times this year. They come out strong last week against JP2. They were able to run the ball at will. And I don't have the stat sheet right in front of me, but I think I remember they threw and completed one pass. Other than that, they ran the ball wherever they wanted to. And from Jacksonville, from the stats I heard from the running back with 2,500 yards in 11 games, it sounds like they're a run-heavy team, too. I know they run out of the spread formation. So it's going to be a great game to see who can oppose their will on the other team. And the field looks in great shape. We know when we walked across some of it on this side towards us, we're on the home side, it was a little sloppy and a little wet. But on the far side from midfield over, it was actually kind of dry. So if you're running to the left, run to the right. And if you're going to the right, run to the left.
Absolutely. And I believe that's something that goes into field preparedness every week, Daniel. Maybe somebody who's working the fields keep an eye on things. You know, if we're just looking at the field here, like you said, it looks like this side closest to us is a little thicker in the grass as well. So maybe that Good Hope's done the research, and there's a little bit of maybe some quarterback running options that we might have seen already, and they're taking actions against that. I look to see this be a very close game. I don't know if we did give predictions Tuesday night, and I said by 14, and I've had a couple of nights to sleep on that. I think it's going to be a little closer than that. I expect this to be probably a longer game. Last week we kind of wrapped it up pretty quick. I think we were in the truck before the 10 o'clock hour.
Yes.
I don't expect that tonight. I think both teams are going to push it all. We're going to use all timeouts in both halves. It's going to be a great one.
I think it's going to be a great game as well.
Well, Josh, thank you for coming back to the realistic side of things. As, you know, we had a thing back and forth, 14-7. Are you going to say 7? Is that what your official pick is going to be for this one? Or?
I'll keep my pick at 14, but I may be wrong in the closer side.
Okay, all right. Well, we want to welcome in Tommy Warhurst down from the trash can down there.
Yes. Folks, I'm telling you, this is going to shape up to be a record crowd here in Good Hope. They've had some big playoff games over the years, but this one, by the looks of the crowd that's filing in here now, is going to be a record crowd tonight. There's still time for you to get here. If you're making your way over to James Schaible Stadium, don't give up. Come on in. They are setting along the hillside. There's chairs all along the road up at the top. There's still a few seats left in the bleachers. People are continuing to come in. It's a chilly night, so dress a little warm, but it's not going to be too bad and too uncomfortable. In fact, I've got two guys beside me right now. Let me ask you a question, sir. What's your name?
Chase.
Are you ready for some football?
Yes.
What's your prediction on the game tonight?
Raiders.
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 All right. What's your name, sir?
Wayne.
Lane, what do you think about the game?
The Raiders are going to win.
They're going to win. Raiders are going to win?
Yeah.
Very good. Let me slip down here real quick and catch this. This guy, this is Josh. Josh is a Good Hope cheerleader who finished where yesterday in the North Regionals?
We got second, but we did get a bid to state. Now we're going to state at Wallace. And then if we win there, we'll go to the Worlds at Disneyland.
There you go. And bigger than that, I know that's huge, but tonight you got to get all these folks behind me pumped up, Josh. How are you going to do that?
First of all, we're going to start with our line down there. And then we'll just do cheers and hope they get into it. This is a big game, big night. We're all excited.
Very good. Keep them into it, Josh, and congratulations again. Guys, back upstairs to you.
All right, thanks, Tommy. And it's really interesting to see what we've got here going on. Again, a record crowd could be set tonight here in Good Hope as the Raiders hosting the Golden Eagles. In just about 13 minutes, we'll be away from kickoff here as Friday Night Live will continue just a little bit here on Coleman's Live 95.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
This is Dylan Deemer, the voice of Friday Night Live, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday night for my new show, Prep Sports Live. Each Tuesday, tune in for a wrap-up of all last week's action, a preview of the upcoming week, as well as a breakdown of the latest sports news from around Coleman County, as well as interviews. And tune in to hear the announcement of our Game of the Week. Join us every Tuesday from 5 to 6 on Coleman's Live 95. We are Coleman's independent radio.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Coleman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage, NMLS number 338177, Equal Housing Lender.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. As we're just about 11 minutes away from kickoff, we're going to turn it over to Tommy and Daniel Warters for your starting lineups, guys.
Thank you, Dylan. Folks, Raider Nation is rocking here at James Schaible Stadium. What is shaping up to be a record crowd and a great night for high school football. We have the 11-0 Jacksonville Golden Eagles against the 10-1 Raiders from Good Hope. And now here is your starting lineup for, first, the visiting Golden Eagles of Jacksonville High School. At running back, a 5'10", 170-pound junior. We're going to call his name a lot tonight. It's Rontarius Wiggins. The quarterback, 5'10", 170 pounds and a junior, number 10, Luke Jackson. At wide receiver, a 5'9", 155-pound junior is number 13, Jaden Barksdale. At wide receiver, a 5'10", 160-pound senior, number 15, Jules Gray. At tight end, 6', 185 pounds, and a senior, number 23, Carter Landers. Also at fullback, 5'10", 175 pounds, and a junior, number 27 is Sam Dingler. On the offensive line, at 5'9", 200 pounds, and a senior, is number 59, Jamari Burrell. At 6'1", 260 pounds, and a senior on the offensive line, number 62, Jonathan Parker. On the offensive line, 6', 235, and a senior, number 68, Cole Gaddy. Also on the offensive line, 5'9", 250 pounds, and a senior, number 70, Jacob Scala. And finishing out the offensive line for Jacksonville, 6', 240 pounds, and a senior, number number 74, Braden Hodge. Talking to the folks from Jacksonville, they don't think they've got a lot of size. That sounded like a pretty good offensive line, Daniel.
Yes, it did. As you were reading out their sizes, I was paying attention to senior, 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 senior. So the whole offensive line are seniors, and you have to think they've probably been at that position for 2 or 3 years. So you've got a veteran offensive line, as they would say, and it's probably another reason why Rontarius Wiggins has over 2,500 yards, because if your offensive line makes holes, running backs can run, and that's what it sounds like.
Exactly right. And that is your starting lineup for the Jacksonville Golden Eagles. Now the lineup for your Good Hope Raiders on the offensive line at 5'10", 232 pounds, and a junior, number 63, Trevor Pace. On the offensive line, 5'8", 182, and a senior is number 58, Jackson Hancock. On the offensive line, 6'1", 225, and a senior, number 53, Sam Jones. Also on the offensive line, 5'10", 270 pounds, and a senior, number 52, Dawson Spiegel. On the offensive line, 6'1", 235, and a sophomore, number 50, Dotson Putman. In the backfield, a 6', 255-pound sophomore, number 24, Colton Bagwell. At running back, a 5'9", 162-pound senior is number 19, Matt Swagger. The tight end, 6'2", 201, and a senior, number 15, Isaiah Beaver, a 6', 149-pound junior, number 100 of Good Hope, a 5'10", 150-pound senior, number 2, Bailey Quick.
And, guys, I'm down here right by where you're at, Tommy, or you were at earlier, Tommy, and I'm getting ready, checking out the spirit line over here for both teams. You got the Jacksonville crew in full force over here on the right side of this end zone. The Good Hope side is just ready to go here. I'm going to try to get down here and maybe give you guys some raw noise from the spirit line here in just a little bit, but it's getting – I see a lot of faces here for Good Hope, and it's going to be a great night for them and for their fans here.
And guys, you mentioned early in the pregame, the field on the home side, on the press box side here, is sloppy. From the hash mark to the sideline, it will pump water when you step on it with your foot. The more you get to midfield and the far side, the ground gets a little firmer. So we'll have to keep our eyes on that tonight to see how that plays into the footing of our running backs and receivers tonight.
Yeah, it's probably a great thing. Like, you know, both teams come out and do warm-ups all over the field on both sides. And I know when I was a player, that's one of the first things I would do is feel how the field feels underneath your feet. Kind of said fields, fields, and fields, but you've got to feel how the field feels. So anyway.
Easy for you to say.
Easy for me to say, but that's one of the first things you would do. And like you said, being sloppy on this side and being dry on that side, you also keep that into consideration as a punt returner or kick returner. When you catch the ball, that's where you want to run.
And this, folks, is Friday Night Live. We'll have the kickoff between Jacksonville and Good Hope when we return. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
This is Dylan Deamer, the voice of Friday Night Live, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday night for my new show, Prep Sports Live. Each Tuesday, tune in for a wrap-up of all last week's action, a preview of the upcoming week, as well as a breakdown of the latest sports news from around Coleman County, as well as interviews. And tune in to hear the announcement of our Game of the Week. Join us every Tuesday from 5 to 6 on Coleman's Live 95. We are Coleman's independent radio.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for.
fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Attention Cullman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95cullman.com today. Or visit our website, live95cullman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Cullman's independent radio.
Welcome back to James Shable Stadium on the campus of Good Hope High School. Tommy Warhurst, Daniel Warhurst, Dylan Deemer, Jay Fuller, Melissa Fuller, and Josh Lawler for Friday Night Live. This is round two of the high school state playoffs between the Good Hope Raiders and the Jacksonville Golden Eagles. The captains are meeting at midfield. The captains for the Raiders, number 44, Matthew Dixon. Number 3, Preston Bagwell. Number 15, Isaiah Green. And number 2, Bailey Quick. The captains for the Jacksonville Golden Eagles, number 8, DeMonte Lloyd. Number 15, Jules Gray. Number 23, Carter Landers. And number 17, Joshua Bell. The Golden Eagles dressed in their visiting white pants, white jerseys, with navy blue numerals and gold hats. The Good Hope Raiders dressed in their red pants with two white stripes down the side, red jerseys, white numerals, and white hats with their Raider symbol on the side.
Jacksonville won the toss, and they have deferred to the second half, and they're going to be defending the clock, and Good Hope will receive the opening kickoff.
So the Raiders want the ball to start this one. And I don't blame them. With the offensive performance they put out last week, why wouldn't they want the ball?
Exactly. That's what we were talking about. They were able to run the ball at will last week. And like I said earlier, I think they only attempted one pass. Didn't have to throw.
Dylan is down along the spirit line somewhere. Dylan, where are you?
I'm right here. If you see this sign, I'm looking right at the Good Hope Raiders banner as they come out here just a little bit. But if you see the sign right here beside me, it says, "We want UCF." So the tables have turned if you're following that little drama there.
Raiders getting set to take the field. Dylan is right amongst the action, and he's going to bring you into it, too, at home. Here come the Raiders. We're glad you're with us on Friday Night Live on Live 95, WRJM-LP, Cullman. Proud to be Cullman's independent radio, bringing you the Good Hope Raiders and the Jacksonville Golden Eagles in the second round of the high school state playoffs, a packed house here at James Shable Stadium. We're glad you're with us on the radio. You can listen locally at 95.5 FM. You can stream at www.live95cullman.com. You can listen on the TuneIn radio app, or you can log in on Facebook. So call your friends, no matter where they are, if they're Raider fans. There's nowhere they can be in the world that they can't pick up this ball game if they've got a smartphone or a computer or a radio on them. And, folks, you can stand up and cheer at home because these Raider fans are getting on their feet for the opening kickoff. The Raiders are going to send Matt Dixon and Preston Bagwell back to receive. Kicking off for the Golden Eagles of number 5, Demarion Stewart.
Number 3, Preston Bagwell.
The Raiders will work from left to right as you listen here in the first quarter. They'll be running north. The field has white numerals outlined in red. A big Chief's head with a spear underneath it right at midfield. The goal line's marked with a red stripe. And we are just about set to get underway. Stewart has it teed up. Raider fans on their feet. Stewart sends this one high down the middle of the field. Taken by Dixon at his 9. Dixon to the 10. Finds a wedge at the 20. Spins to the 25, to the 27, to the 28-yard line is Matt Dixon. The Raiders are going to be in good shape.
Raiders will be in great shape about the 27-yard line. Dixon took the ball, like you said. There was a wedge in the middle. He broke a couple of tackles, and Dixon runs hard every time I've ever seen him carry the ball, and he was running hard there, making guys come and hit him. They had to gang tackle him to get him down. So good start for the Good Hope Raiders.
First and 10 for the Raiders now. The ball on their own 28-yard line. Opening play of the second round of the state playoffs. One receiver to the near side. One back beside Quick is Dixon. Dixon gets a handoff, and he squirts forward up to near the 29-yard line.
Yeah, just a little lead draw to the left side, and I noticed something. I can sense plays sometimes, set up other plays, and I noticed that time after Bailey Quick handed it off, he sprinted to the outside. So it could be a play coming in the future where he's going to be open on the outside because he sprinted hard. And I've just noticed something, Tommy. The down marker between the first and 10 is a digital down marker. First time I've seen that in high school football.
And it's second and 9 for the Raiders now. Dixon gets a handoff again, trying to find his blockers. Does, squirts across the 33 to the 35, dragging Golden Eagles with him there.
Matt Dixon on the carry up the middle.
Great run by Dixon. Came off the right side, broke about 4 or 5 tackles, picked up about 4 yards, brings up third and about 3. So the Good Hope's able to run the ball at least for positive yards here in the opening round.
Something else they have here at Good Hope that we haven't seen all year long is video review on plays. The coaches will get challenges and controversial plays will be reviewed. We'll see how many, if any, of those we get tonight. Big third down here for the Raiders. It's third down and 3 from their own 35-yard line. Two receivers to the near side, one to the far as they work left to right. Split backs beside Bailey Quick. Quick puts it in the belly of Colton Bagwell, then he's going to keep it himself, and he's wrapped up right about the line of scrimmage. The first man to get to him there was Cameron Parker, followed by Joseph Bolton.
Joseph Bolton came from his inside linebacker, and Quick pulled the ball from Bagwell, was going to keep it on the inside, but Bolton made a great play. Good attack on the ball carrier. Didn't let him get outside of him, and he was able to drag him down for no gain.
So Bailey Quick will drop back in punt formation for the Raiders and back to receive for Jacksonville. Is Carter Lander standing at his own 32-yard line. Good snap to Quick. Quick takes one step, kicks this one. It's a slow, wobbly spiral that's going to go out of bounds right about the Jacksonville 44-yard line. So Daniel and Dylan, the Golden Eagles are going to be in good shape.
Yeah, it looks like the Golden Eagles, like you said, be in good shape at the 44-yard line. Good Hope was able to move the ball a little bit on a couple of plays, and then they were stalled out. So we'll see what Jacksonville's got right here as Rontarius Wiggins, we've been talking about the running back. We'll see if they start him off with the carry, first carry of the game.
First and 10 for Jacksonville from their own 44. Two receivers to either side. Now they send motion to the far side with Adams. Adams takes the handoff. The Raiders have got him wrapped up in the backfield. Isaiah Green, Dylan McDonald, and Jared Pugh wrap him up in the backfield. He's going to lose a bunch.
Great play by Isaiah Green as they ran him in motion across the side. They pitched the ball to Adams, and Isaiah Green, just like we talked about last week, they keep leverage on the outside runners. He was able to make him try to turn it back inside, and his help was there, and they lost about 6 on the play.
Second down and 14 for Jacksonville now. Jackson wants to throw. He's in trouble. He's going to be sacked in the backfield. The Raiders are all over him. Riley Kilpatrick smothered him back at the 35-yard line.
Riley Kilpatrick was the first defensive lineman. He just made quick work of the Jacksonville lineman, went through them, and was able to grab a hold to the quarterback, and now he's run off the field. Looks like he had an arm injury. We'll have to get an update on that, bro.
Third down and 17. Little short pass to Wiggins. That has it, and he hauls it in, gets to the 42-yard line, and he's knocked down there by Johnny Quick. So a quick 3 and out for Jacksonville now.
Great play by Johnny Quick. They were trying to set up a screen to Wiggins and actually had a couple of blockers in front of him. But Quick was able to come in and grab a hold of his feet and force Jacksonville to punt. So both teams go three and out here in the opening round.
Demarion Stewart in the punt for the Golden Eagles. Number
so Demarion Stewart will get in punt formation for Jacksonville. Bailey Quick will be back to receive for Good Hope, standing at his own 18-yard line. Stewart gets a high spiral, goes to the far side, and Quick's going to let this roll. It hits at the 25, and it's going to roll dead right about the 14-yard line. So that's where the Raiders will have it in play. First and 10 for their own 14-yard line, just underway. 8 minutes left in the opening quarter. No score between Jacksonville and Good Hope in this round two of the state playoffs here on Live 95.
Tommy, down here, it doesn't feel like it's been eight. It's been 2 minutes or however long. It's been 8 minutes on the clock now, but it doesn't feel like it. It's been electric down here on the Good Hope sideline. It is a bit colder than I thought it would be, so I'm going to need some gloves here in a little bit, but just thought I'd update you guys on what's going on down here. Back to the field, guys.
First and 10 for the Raiders now for their own 15. This is Dixon trying to fight for yardage across the 15, 16, 17-yard line, and that's all he's going to get. As Jacksonville wrapped him up there, it was Sam Dingler leading the charge for the Golden Eagles.
Dingler busted through the line, grabbed a hold of Dixon, and like I said, Dixon runs tough all the time. He was still running hard, but he got hit as soon as he got the ball. Looks like both teams are trying to oppose their will running the football.
Second down and 8 for the Raiders now from their own 18-yard line. Maddox will be split to the far side as they work left to right, trips to the near. Bailey Quick from the shotgun, he's under pressure. Now he scrambles out to his left, resets, fires downfield to a wide open Preston Bagwell at the 29-yard line. He's got a Raider first down.
Great route by Preston Bagwell. He came from the near side, ran about a 6 or 8 yard drag across the middle, and as Bailey Quick had to spin out of the pocket and roll to his left side, Bagwell worked with him, ran with him until he hit the open area. Great pass, great catch.
First and 10 for the Raiders now. They put him down at the 28-yard line. Raiders working left to right here in the opening quarter. Trips to the near side, one receiver to the far. Bailey Quick will operate from the shotgun with Colton Bagwell beside him. Fakes it to Bagwell, throws to Dixon. Dixon's in the open field. 40, 45, midfield, 45, 40, to the 35. Eagles chasing him, and they're going to get him at the 20-yard line, but he's got another Raider first down.
Great play by the Good Hope Raiders. They lined up, like you said, with trips to the near side, Dixon being the slot back, and Dixon went straight behind the linebackers. They faked it to Bagwell across the middle, and Bailey Quick popped up and hit him about 4 yards past the line of scrimmage, but it was behind the linebackers, and then Dixon was on a foot race to the end zone.
The Raiders are knocking on the red zone. It's at the 21. From the shotgun, it's Colton Bagwell again. Bagwell's got a hole, 20, 15, 10. Dragging Eagles with him down to the 7-yard line is Colton Bagwell.
Another great play, another great run by Colton Bagwell. They come out in the reverse wishbone, as we like to call it. They send both backs to the left. Bagwell is behind the quarterback Quick. Bagwell comes in front of Quick. He spins and hands him the ball, and he got two great blocks on the right side of the offensive line and had a huge hole.
First and goal for the Raiders from the Golden Eagle 8-yard line. 6 minutes left in the opening quarter. No score, but the Raiders are threatening. Two receivers to the far side, one to the near. Quick from the shotgun with Bagwell beside him. Quick's going to call his own number, breaks across the line of scrimmage, and dives forward to about the four.
Yeah, Bailey Quick on the quarterback keeper. He had Bagwell out in front of him, and the defensive end for the Golden Eagles filled the hole. Colton Bagwell took him on, and Bailey Quick decided to cut inside and picked up 2 or 3 yards. Good cut, good read by Bailey Quick.
So it'll be second down and goal. They put the football down between the 4 and 5 yard line. We'll call it second and 5. Preston Bagwell split to the near side. Three backs in the backfield. Penalty flag on the play. Actually, timeout. Good Hope. We'll take one with them. 5:29 left in the opening quarter. No score. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Coleman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Coleman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanAppliancerepair.com.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to James Schabel Stadium on the campus of Good Hope High School. Tommy Warhurst, Daniel Warhurst, Dylan Diemert on the call, along with statistician, producer extraordinaire, Josh Lawler, and the guys that let us do this, and the gal, Melissa Fuller and Jay Fuller. Glad you're with us here on Live 95. It is second down and goal for the Raiders from the 5-yard line. A tight set, two tight ends, three backs in the backfield. Bailey Cook will be under center this time. Jacksonville packs everybody in the box. They want to give it to Dixon. Dixon runs over Eagles. Too near the goal line. No signal yet. They're going to mark him down right about the goal line. Oh, wow.
Dixon went off a right guard, had some great blocks, hit a couple of Eagles head on at the line of scrimmage, and was able to break through those two. And when he left his feet, Tommy, I thought he was in, but I guess they're going to say his knee was down, which great run in the same formation once again.
Third down and goal from the one for the Raiders. Handoff goes to Dixon. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Raiders.
They ran exactly the same play. This time nobody touched Dixon, and he walked into the end zone. Could have walked into the end zone. Nobody touched him, and he was 8 yards deep. Great play by the Raiders, and you could tell after that, the previous play where they had the full house backfield and the two tight ends, they pushed the Golden Eagles off the line of scrimmage, and he just got tripped up. That's why he didn't score on the previous play. But if I was the coach, that's the play I would have came back to, because nobody touched him that time going in.
Walter Perez on to attempt the extra point. This one is down and up and good. So with 4:56 left in the opening quarter, the Raiders have a 7-0 lead over Jacksonville. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, has been a proud supporter of Live 95 since the early days. Angela at Scissor Salon does her best to keep you looking your best. Haircuts, colors, perms, scissors can handle them all. And walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. 735-3089. 735-3089. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back to James Schabel Stadium on the campus of Good Hope High School. The Raiders with a 7-0 lead over Jacksonville. Perez puts this one in the air. A pooch kick is going to hit at the 35 and be fielded there by Jacksonville. Nothing on the return as it was fallen on right there by Yesmon Green.
Yesmon Green, they just did a little pooch kick, and I was thinking to myself when I saw the Golden Eagles go back to return, when you look back, and you see Rontarius Wiggins, who has 2,500 yards rushing this season, deep for the kickoff. I believe I would kick it short, too.
So this will be the second possession for the Golden Eagles so far tonight. They were 3 and out on their first. Let's see what they've got here. They have receivers split to either side. One back beside Wiggins. Wiggins gets the call, runs straight forward, and he's going to dive forward for about 3 yards.
Yeah, Wiggins went off the right guard side, spun at the line of scrimmage, made a couple of guys miss. The Raiders did a great job at gang tackling. People were hitting him, and he was trying to spin, and a couple of more guys come in and made a great job of stopping him, didn't let him get loose.
Jackson in the shotgun now for Jacksonville. Trips to the far side. One receiver to the near. He gives it to Wiggins again. Wiggins trying to find a hole. Isaiah Green's got him wrapped up, but he slips away from Isaiah. But he's not going to get out of the grasp of Dylan McDonald.
Dylan McDonald cleaned up on the play. Like you said, Isaiah Green was in the backfield early, and Wiggins was able to spin and make a move and get away from him, but Dylan McDonald come in and cleaned him up. That's what they got to do as a defensive unit. They got to slow him down and make him stop and shift and move while the rest of your teammates are coming to contain Wiggins tonight.
Third down and 6 for Jacksonville now. Two receivers to the far side. One running back is Wiggins beside Jackson. Jackson wants to fake it to Wiggins. He's trying to throw out in the flat, and it's incomplete, almost picked off by the Raiders. His receiver was Sam Dingler. Dingler slipped on the wet turf, and that ball was almost picked off by the Raiders.
Matt Schweiger coming up from his cornerback position, and like you said, when the receiver slipped, he was the next man up to it, and I believe if the receiver for the Golden Eagles hadn't been laying on the ground, he could have caught that on the run, Tommy.
So 2-3 and outs for Jacksonville so far. And Stewart steps back in punt formation for Jacksonville. Bailey Quick will be back to receive for the Raiders. He'll have his heels on his own 24-yard line. Stewart should hit this punt right about his own 30. A good snap. He does. He steps into it at 30. A high spiral going to the far side of the field. Quick's going to let this one roll down too. It bounced at the 23, and they're going to down it right about the 14-yard line. So once again, the Raiders are going to be inside their own 20. We've got a penalty flag back here at the 42-41-yard line.
It looked like the penalty was way, way away from the play. The only players I saw were number 6 for Good Hope and number 3 for Jacksonville, but I didn't see what the penalty might be. I just saw them two players running away from where the flag was thrown. Here's the call.
Fifteen-yard personal foul, the call against Jacksonville. So that's going to give the Raiders a little better field position.
Personal foul called against Jacksonville.
Glad you're with us on Friday Night Live, whether you're on 95.5 locally, whether you're on Facebook listening, whether you're streaming at www.live95coleman.com, or whether you're on TuneIn Radio. We're glad you're with us here. The Raiders on their second possession now. First and 10 from their own 28-yard line. Actually, the third possession. Receiver split to either side. Three backs. High snap over Bailey Quick's head. He hauls it in, and all he can do is fall on it right there about the 24-yard line. A little high snap from Spiegel that time.
Great job by Bailey Quick. Once again, they were in what we're calling the reverse wishbone. And the snap was high. Bailey Quick was able to get his hand on it, tip it back to himself. And at that point, you're not worried about continuing whatever play was called in the huddle. You just want to get the ball and get as much yardage as you can and keep possession of the football. So a great play by Bailey Quick, making that, letting that not be a disaster.
Second down and 14 for the Raiders now. One receiver to the far side. Trips to the near as they work left to right here in the opening quarter. Bailey Quick on a swing pass out to Dixon. Dixon, 25, 30, 35, 37, 39-yard line. He's close to a Raider first down.
Great play. They had Trips to the right side, and all Bailey Quick did after he got the snap was hit Dixon in stride coming this way, had some great blocks, and it is a first down for the Raiders.
So it'll be first and 10 for the Raiders from their own 39-yard line. They lead Jacksonville 7-0 here, closing minutes of the first quarter. Ball is on the Raider 39-yard line. They have receivers split to either side. Reverse wishbone, and Bailey Quick of the shotgun. He takes it, hands it off to Dixon. Dixon fights across the 40 up to the 42 to the 43-yard line.
Great tackle by Jacob Zachary, the defensive back for the Jacksonville Golden Eagles. And tackling Mac Dixon's not an easy task, but he come up and put a good lick on him, grabbed a hold of him with both hands, and didn't let go. And Dixon, like we said, he's a load to tackle, and great tackle by the Eagles.
It'll be second down for Good Hope now. Second and 7 from their own 43-yard line. Receiver split to either side. One back. Beside Bailey Quick from the shotgun. That back is Dixon. He gets the handoff. He barrels across the 45 up to the 46-yard line.
Once again, they're running Dixon off the left guard, trying to spread out the Golden Eagle defense. And Dixon was able to pick up a couple. It's going to bring up third and about 3.
Dylan, if you can get a word on the sideline on number 61, Riley Kilpatrick. He came off injured earlier. If you can find out if he's in good shape or not, that would be much appreciated. Third down and short. They call it third and 3 from the 46-yard line. Receiver split to either side. Reverse wishbone with Bailey Quick of the shotgun. He fakes this one to Dixon. He wants to throw. Has the beautiful spiral to Isaiah Green. Oh, my goodness, what a catch. Isaiah Green hauls it in. He tipped it from one hand to the other and hauled it in right on the sideline at the 45-yard line. He's got a Raider first down.
They put Isaiah Green out into the flats, and like you said, Tommy, he tipped it from his left hand to his right hand. Not only that, great concentration. There were 3 Golden Eagle defenders all around him, and the first time he touched the ball, they did what they're supposed to, grabbed a hold of him everywhere they could, and he didn't let it bother him, tipped it 2 times to himself. Great catch, great first down for the Red Raiders. The Raiders, I'm sorry.
First and 10 for the Raiders now from the Jacksonville 46. Fake the inside handoff. Bailey Quick's going to run the option to the far side. Dixon's got room. 40. Oh, my goodness. And he's caught up to right about the 36-yard line. He had all kind of green grass on the far sideline. And where in the world did Omarion Adams come from to haul him down?
Omarion Adams come out of nowhere because, like you said, when Bailey Quick faked the handoff to Bagwell up the middle and then he kept it around the end, you think, okay, Bailey Quick's going to run. And when they converged on him, he flipped the option out about 9 or 10 yards to the outside of the hash, and there was Dixon. Great play by Goodhope.
So it's second down and short for the Raiders. Second and two from the Jacksonville 38-yard line. 15 seconds left in the opening quarter. The Raiders with a 7-0 lead. From the shotgun, Bailey Quick wants to throw. The Golden Eagles are coming after him, and he throws this one high out of bounds on the near sideline, intended for Preston Bagwell.
Bagwell ran about a 7 or 8 yard out, and then you had Swagger running a deep post corner route. And Bailey Quick, like you said, was flushed out of the pocket, didn't have too much time to set up, and he made a smart play there and just threw it out of bounds. Both receivers were covered, and he was on a run for his life, so he just made the smart play, threw it past the line of scrimmage and out of bounds.
Third down and two from the Jacksonville 38-yard line. Goodhope has two receivers to the far side, one to the near as they work left to right. Bailey Quick will operate from the shotgun with Dixon beside him. Quick's going to run a quarterback keeper running behind Dixon. He's to the 35 and knocked down right there. He's going to be close to a first down.
Over right tackle.
Bailey Quick on the keeper just followed his running back, Matt Dixon. And from right here, they're going to have to bring the chains over to measure because it is going to be close, and they're going to have to measure it.
And that is the end of the first quarter. After one quarter of play, the Raiders have a 7-0 lead over the Golden Eagles of Jacksonville. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121. 734-1121.
Welcome back to James Shabel Stadium on the campus of Good Hope High School. Tommy Warhurst, Daniel Warhurst, Dylan Diemer with the call. Josh Lawler, producer extraordinaire, statistician, Melissa Fuller, and Jay Fuller here on Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. First down, Good Hope. On the measurement, they got it, but barely, Daniel.
Barely. I was sitting up here, like you said, after Quick just tackled and they spotted the ball. I was looking across the field and I said, he might be short by about 3 inches, but I was 6 inches off because he got the first down by about 3 inches. So either way, first down, Good Hope.
First and 10 for the Raiders from the Jacksonville 36-yard line. Raiders working right to left as you listen now. Fake handoff to Bagwell. It goes to Isaiah Green. Green 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Raiders.
Great play. Great play call. Great blocking by the offensive line. They were in the what we're calling the reverse wishbone. Bagwell goes to the left. Bailey Quick fakes it to him, does a complete 360, hands it to Isaiah Green, coming back around the other side, what we used to call a cross buck. And Isaiah Green got it, had some great blocking by the left side of the offensive line. And nobody touched him, Tommy, till he was at about the 3-yard line. One of the Eagles dove at his feet and wasn't able to bring him down. Great play, great blocking, great execution by the Raiders.
Walter Perez on for the extra point. The snap, the place, the kick is up, but this one's good. With 11:51 left in the first half, your score, Good Hope 14, Jacksonville nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Coleman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage, in MLS number 338-177, Equal Housing Lender.
welcome back to James Shabel Stadium on the campus of Good Hope High School. 14-0 Raiders over the Jacksonville Golden Eagles. 11:51 left here in the first half. The Raiders have had two scoring drives. One had seven plays for 85 yards. This drive, nine plays covering 72 yards. Daniel, they've had the Golden Eagles on about three and out on two possessions.
They've held them two possessions in a row to three and out. And we were talking about the running back for the Golden Eagles with so many yards. They must have watched film, too, because they've shut him down so far.
Here is first down. They hand it off around the far side. Turning the corner is Jaden Barksdale. Barksdale showed a little burst of speed, and he got close to the first down for Jacksonville. I believe he's going to have it.
Yes, he is. They run Barksdale in motion from the, we call it, from the right to the left side. And everybody's paying attention to Wiggins, and they faked it to Wiggins and handed it to Barksdale coming across. And he had a head of steam up, and he was able to get across the corner.
Wiggins, the stud running back, listed at 5'10", 170, but I think he runs a lot bigger than that. On first and 10, Wiggins gets it, trying to turn the far corner, and does. 45, and knocked down right there. Colton Bagwell really laid the wood to him right about the 45.
Bagwell come up, grabbed a hold of him. He looked like he had a head of steam. First time we've seen Wiggins with open field and a little running room, and Bagwell come up, grabbed a hold of him, didn't let him go. Able to hold him for about 5 yards, but I can see the agility and the athletic ability from Wiggins right there on that run.
Second down and five for Jacksonville from the Raider 45-yard line. They have a slot to the far side, one receiver to the near as they work left to right as you listen. Wiggins, a lone running back beside Jackson, who'll operate from the shotgun. Wiggins gets a handoff, breaks one tackle, and he's going to be wrapped up by three Raiders right about the 44. He may get a yard, but the Raiders are sitting there waiting on him. The man leading the charge that time was Austin Knight.
Austin Knight leading the charge on the tackle, but number 66, Ethan Roscoe, made Wiggins change his direction in the backfield. He came off his left defensive end position, and he was in the backfield by the time Wiggins got the ball. Wiggins wanted to go in one hole. He made him go in another, and all his teammates were there.
Big third down again for the Raider defense. Third and three. Reverse coming this time. It's going to be Gray trying to turn the near corner. He does. He's got his first down and dances out of bounds right about the 38-yard line.
Pass is complete to number 15.
Same play they ran a little bit earlier. They bring Gray in motion, and he comes in straight in front of the quarterback, Jackson, and he kind of pitches him the ball. We've seen that play all year. Pitches it to him. He got it, and he had enough speed that time to get around the corner before anybody could get to him.
So two first downs on this drive, the only two first downs on the night for Jacksonville. We've got 10 minutes left in the first half. The Raiders at a 14-0 lead. Jackson put this handoff to Wiggins. Wiggins gets to the 39 and maybe down to the 37-yard line before he's wrapped up there by two or three Raiders. The Raider leading the charge on him that time was Johnny Quick.
Johnny Quick coming up, making Wiggins. Like I said, it's going to be a team effort to stop this running back tonight, and that's exactly what the Good Hope Raiders are doing. They're coming up, making him stop, change positions, and every time a running back stops, it gives your defensive players a second to get closer to him. When he's not moving forward, they're moving towards him, and the Raiders are playing good team defense, making him stop and move, keeping him to minimal gains.
Second down and eight now. Toss on the near side. Coming is Gray, trying to turn the near corner. Preston Bagwell's got him and knocked him down behind the line of scrimmage.
Great play by Preston Bagwell. They're running that speed sweep again. And Gray had the looked like he had the corner, and Bagwell was able to come up, fight through a blocker, and make the tackle. I don't know if he gained a yard, maybe 1 or 2 yards on the game. Great play by Preston Bagwell, coming up, shaking off a blocker, and making the tackle.
So it'll be third down and seven now. Ball on the Raider 36-yard line. Jacksonville trying to get a first down, trying to mount a drive. Receiver split to either side. Wing to the far side as they work left to right. They get a play change from the sideline. And now they're going to get
a penalty flag.
That's going to be a false start against the Golden Eagles. That'll back them up five more. Looks like third and about 13 now. So a big penalty against the Eagles.
So another big third down for the Raider defense now. Third down and 13 from the 40-yard line. Jackson wants to throw, fires across the middle, way overthrown. He was trying to hit Jaden Barksdale out there, but Johnny Quick had the coverage out there for the Raiders.
Johnny Quick was on the coverage, and I believe Jackson got his eyes a little big because Barksdale actually had a step on the coverage, and he was open towards the inside, and he let it go, and he overthrew him about 6 or 7 yards, but I'm sure they'll come back to that play because, like I said, he had a step on the defender. Jackson just overthrew him.
Demarion Stewart goes into punt formation for Jacksonville. He'll hit this one about midfield. Bailey Quick stands with his heels on the 10-yard line. Stewart gets this one off. This one goes end over end, but down the right side and out of bounds. They're going to mark this one up probably close to near the 20-yard line, possibly. He's still running up 23, 25, 26. The Raiders will have it first and 10 at their own 26-yard line. 8 minutes and 16 seconds left in the first half. The Raiders have a 14-0 lead over Jacksonville. Glad you're with us on Friday Night Live. Tommy Warhurst, Daniel Warhurst, Dylan Diemert, Josh Lawler, Jay and Melissa Fuller. Dylan, what you got?
Well, Tommy, I'm not sure if you guys can hear me or not down here. It's getting wild down here with the Good Hope crowds during the first two touchdowns. But, hey, I have not heard any word yet about Kilpatrick, but he's on the sideline, still out here. I just saw him. He's taking a sip of water. But I saw him go out, but we'll get more soon. Back to the field, guys.
First and 10 for the Raiders. Isaiah Green gets a handoff again. Green's across the 30 and up to the 32-yard line. Fumbles the football, but luckily for the Raiders, it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, once again, they run the cross-buck play, as we like to call it. They're in the reverse wishbone. They bring Bagwell in front of Dixon. He fakes it to him going from left to right. Does a complete 360, gives it to Isaiah Green. That's the same play they scored on a while ago. Green was able to pick up a couple of yards. I think he just lost his footing right there.
Second down and 7 from the 27-yard line for the Raiders. They're working right to left as you listen here in the second quarter. Bailey Quick hands this one off to Matt Dixon. Dixon's across the 35, up to the 40, and running over Eagles there. Oh, my.
Once again, out of the reverse wishbone. This time they give it to Dixon on the lead play. Bagwell and the other back go in front of him. And like you said, he had a head of steam. He got about 9 yards down the field. The safety for the Eagles come up and put a good lick on him, but Dixon runs hard every time and all the time, and he was able to put him on his backside and keep trucking forward.
Dixon's carry good enough for a Raider first down. It's first and 10 for the Raiders from their own 39-yard line. Receiver split to either side. Reverse wishbone. Colton Bagwell gets the call this time, and he squirts across the 40 up to near the 41-yard line before he's stopped there by Joseph Bolton.
Joseph Bolton made a great play. He got through his block on the defensive line, was able to squirt through and get at the feet of Bagwell. He couldn't hit him square up, but he actually dove at his feet and was able to get enough of him to trip him up before he could get started. Great play.
Second down and 9 for the Raiders now from their own 40. Receiver split to either side, a wing to the far side, one back beside Bailey Quick. That back is Dixon. He gets a handoff, lowers his head, and barrels forward up to the 44-yard line. We've got a penalty flag across the way.
It's in the area where it looks like they're going to call a holding. Don't know for sure yet. Yep, that is the preliminary call. I just saw him signal, but that's usually where you get a holding call at the line of scrimmage, especially coming from the referee who's behind the line. And that is the official call, holding against Good Hope. Luckily, that's a spot foul, which actually it was at about the line of scrimmage. So either way, it's going to be 10 yards further back for the Good Hope Raiders.
So they'll put the football down right about the 29-yard line.
After the mark off of the foul,
be second down for the Raiders. And 21 for the Raiders. Slot to the near side. One receiver to the far. Split backs beside Bailey Quinn. They send Dixon in motion to their side. Give it to Colton Bagwell. Bagwell's fighting across the 35 and up to the 36-yard line.
Yeah, that time they was in the reverse wishbone again. They put Dixon in motion, bring him to the near side, and try to slip Bagwell up underneath, try to get everybody flowing with Dixon coming this way and slip Bagwell in the other side. He picked up some good yards. He just got tripped up by the inside defensive lineman for the Golden Eagles. And that is Jamari Burrell.
So it is third down at 14 for the Raiders now from their own 35-yard line. Trips to the near side. One receiver to the far. Matt Dixon, the running back. He takes the handoff from Bailey Quick, and he's not going to have much room at all as there's three Golden Eagles there waiting on him right about the line of scrimmage.
right about the line of scrimmage, number 68, Cole Gaddy, and number one, Amarian Adams, were right there when Dixon got the ball. They didn't budge a bit. Actually, maybe lost a yard or two. Looks like Good Hope's going to punt here on fourth and about 14.
So Bailey Quick will drop back into punt formation at his own 25-yard line. Jaden Barksdale will be back to receive for Jacksonville. He stands at his own 31. These Jacksonville white uniforms starting to turn gray with the wet and the mud off the field. Bailey Quick's punt pushes Barksdale back to the 27, and he's wrapped up right there. Jagger Burns was right there waiting on him, the first man down the field, and wraps him up.
Great tackle by Jagger Burns, and good for the Good Hope Raiders that Burns was able to hold on, because it looked like they had on a right side return, and when Barksdale caught the ball, he made one guy miss, and the only person between him and at least midfield on this side of the field was Jagger Burns, and he was able to grab a hold of him and hang on and bring him down. Great tackle by Burns.
So Jacksonville's going to start this drive, first and 10 from their own 32-yard line. Good Hope leads at 14 to nothing with 5:18 left here in the first half. There'll be trips to the near side. One receiver to the far. Wiggins, a running back, as they work left to right. Wiggins gets a handoff, breaks through the line of scrimmage, breaks tackles, and runs all the way up to the 46-yard line. He made that look easy.
He made that look very easy. They're trying to spread out the Raider defense by bringing the trips to this far side, and you've got to cover those guys up, and they hand it to Wiggins up the middle. And once again, you can tell he is very athletic, very fast, very shifty. He made a couple of guys miss and didn't even see where he was.
First down and 10 for Jacksonville from their own 46-yard line now. Wiggins gets a call again. He's looking for blockers. The Raiders are trying to wrap him up, and he squirts forward for about two up to the 49-yard line. The winner of this one will face the winner of Aniana and DAR next week. Right now, at the end of the first quarter, Aniana leads DAR 14-3.
Second down, 7 for the Eagles.
Well, Tommy, you mentioned something about the texture of the field out here. I'm walking around here on the sideline, and, you know, it's like soupy, muddy out here. It's got to be what's stopping the run on this. Back to the field, guys.
Trips to the near side for Jacksonville. It's Wiggins again. Isaiah Green's got him, and he drags him up to the 45-yard line. He's going to be close to another Golden Eagle first down. Isaiah Green on defense goes 6'2", 201. Wiggins running back, 5'10", 170, but with slick turf, he was able to drag him up for a couple of yards. Third down and short. Third and one for Jacksonville from the Raider 45-yard line. Raider fans on their feet. Get on your feet at home and cheer them on, too. Two receivers to the near, one to the far side. They're going to give it to Wiggins. Wiggins turns the far corner. He's got his first down and five more and dances out of bounds right about the 37-yard line.
Yeah, they just give it to Wiggins on what we used to call a sweep going to the left side. He had the left guard pulling. He had his fullback in front of him, and you notice Wiggins had his hand on his fullback's back, and he's kind of directing him on who he wants him to block so he can get some extra yards. He was able to push him in and pick up the first down.
So the Golden Eagles have a first down. They're working left to right, trips to the near side, one receiver to the far. Wiggins is the running back beside Jackson. Jackson in the shotgun. Gets a play change from the sideline. Now he wants to throw. Fakes it to Wiggins. Fires down the far sideline. High jump ball incomplete. He's trying to hit Barksdale on the far sideline, but Johnny Quick was Johnny on the spot.
Johnny Quick was Johnny on the spot, but let me tell you, the man who made the play, Tanner Malin. When Jacksonville come out with the trips to this side, they looked over to the sideline. The far receiver took a couple of steps to the inside. Tanner Malin hollered, waved his hands, got Quick's attention, and was telling him back up, and Quick backed up, and that's exactly what they did. They threw the deep ball, and he was right there in position to knock it down.
Think they've studied a little film?
Exactly.
Second down and 10 for Jacksonville now. This is Wiggins. Oh, my goodness. He is hammered.
Boom.
Jared Pugh shot through the line of scrimmage like he came out of a cannon.
That's the only way I could describe it, too. That's exactly what it looked like. We're watching the game, and Wiggins takes the handoff, and all of a sudden you see something flash through the line of scrimmage and hit him hard in the backfield, knock him back 3 yards. Jared Pugh came from his middle linebacker spot. We used to call that the Sam, or the Mike Blitz, and he put a lick on him.
On third down and 11, Jackson wants to throw. He's in trouble. Isaiah Green's got him wrapped up and sacked back at his own 49-yard line.
Great play by Isaiah Green. Isaiah Green come from the defensive end, and as Jackson faked the handoff, he was trying to roll out to this side. Now Isaiah Green kept outside leverage, was going to make him turn back inside, and Jackson tried to run from him. Green was able to grab a hold of him and sling him down. And that's going to – Jackson was going to have to punt here.
Demarion Stewart back in punt formation for Jacksonville. Bailey Quick will be back to receive for the Raiders. It's a high snap. It's over Stewart's head. It's back at the 20, and he falls on it at the 20-yard line. The Raiders are really going to be in good business now.
Yeah, the punt was about 2.5 feet high because he jumped up to catch it. When Stewart jumped up, and he's a pretty decent-sized fella, he didn't even get a hand on it, so the snap was bad high. He couldn't get a hand on it. He did the smart thing, what they tell you to do. Don't try to pick it up. Don't try to do anything. Don't try to punt it. Don't try to make a big play out of it. Just fall on the ball and live to fight another day.
Tommy Daniel, you know, three straight mental mistakes for the Jacksonville Golden Eagles on that one, and Good Hope gets free real estate. Back to the field, guys.
On first and 10 for the Raiders, inside handoff, running to the 20, down to the 18-yard line. Is number 19, Matt Swagger. A lot of these uniforms getting muddy now. Some of the numbers may be harder to see as we work through the closing moments here of the first half. The Raiders with a 14-0 lead here over Jacksonville with a minute 50 seconds left in the first half. Glad you're with us here on Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95. Two receivers to the near side for the Raiders as they work right to left, one to the far. Split backs beside Bailey Quick. Bailey Quick hands this to Matt Dixon. Oh, my goodness, he's got a huge hole. 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Raiders.
Great cutback by Matt Dixon. You hear a lot of times talk about running backs having a vision. The play was designed to go to the left. As Dixon took the ball, he went to the left, got through the line of scrimmage, and he saw a cutback lane in between the linebackers. His offensive line got out, got a hold of the linebackers. He cut it back to the right, and there was nobody there. Clear path to the end zone. Great vision by Matt Dixon.
And now Walter Perez on to attempt the point after for the Raiders from the hold of Preston Bagwell. The snap, the place, the kick is up, and this one is no good. So the clock is stopped with 1:32 left to play in the first half. The Raiders have come out with a 20-0 lead over Jacksonville. And Daniel, I don't think anyone expected this kind of an offensive explosion.
Not really. We knew both teams like to run the football. And once again, for the second straight week, I've noticed Good Hope has watched some film. They've been coached. Last week it was about stopping the quarterback, and we talked about how they were able to keep outside leverage, not let him get to the outside. Tonight it's about gang tackling. It's about playing off the man that's blocking you, making the running back stop and change his motion. And they've been doing a great job of holding Wiggins to little or no gains tonight.
Perez sets a kickoff now for the Raiders. He'll put a boot to this one. It hits and is taken right at the 40-yard line by Yesman Green. Green spins and runs up to near the 44-yard line before he's knocked there by Jagger Burns. So, again, Jacksonville's going to have great field position. Dylan, they're really respected Wiggins. They're not going to kick it deep to him.
No, they won't at all, and that's really safe to play for Good Hope. And, you know, again, back on the texture of the field, I should have worn my cleats here today, being on the sideline, just feeling how it is. And you got to imagine, you look on the midfield, and it's got to be just worse out there. But have you guys noticed this sound that every once in a while during some big Good Hope plays, that sounds like people just hitting a piece of sheet metal? Well, they are. It's the Good Hope student section over here, and they are just amped up for this one. 20-0. Nobody expected this out the gate like this. Back to you guys up in the booth.
First and 10, Jacksonville, for their own 44-yard line. Jackson wants to throw. Throws a high pass out to Wiggins. Wiggins gets it in. 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. Run out of bounds at about the 17-yard line.
Jackson's pass is complete.
Just a simple little dump pass right across the line.
Touchdown saving tackle by Matt Dixon. And the Good Hope Raider defensive line straight through the offensive line. But the reason that was is because they were running a screen. So all the linemen let their guy go. Was able to set up the screen for Wiggins, and he was able to see his ability on that run because he got to the sideline, made one man miss, and it was off to the races. And Dixon was able to get an angle on him and get enough of him to knock him down.
Jacksonville trying to get in the end zone before the end of the first half. We've got a minute left. The Raiders have a 20-0 lead. Twins to either side. Jackson from the shotgun. Rolls to his left. Throws in the end zone. This one's incomplete. Good coverage out there by Matt Dixon. He was trying to hit Omarion Adams in the corner by the pylon.
That would have been a tight window if he could have got the ball in, because like you said, Dixon had him covered up. He tried to fit it into a tight window. I don't know if he would have caught it if he would have been in bounds, because the way he led him to the outside, he was going out of bounds. But Dixon with great coverage for the Raiders. Nowhere to put that football.
Second down and 10. They can get a first down at the 2-yard line. The ball is on the 12. Slot to either side. This one's going to go to Wiggins. Wiggins breaks one tackle, gets to the outside, and Colton Bagwell's got him wrapped up. And then Johnny Quick knocks him out of bounds, and they may get the Raiders with a face mask, I think, Daniel.
I think so. When Dixon come and grabbed a hold of him, we've been talking about how quick and shifty Wiggins is. When he went to grab a hold of him, he put a move and spun, and I think Dixon grabbed a hold of his face mask. They was able to slow him down and knock him out of bounds, but looks like that's going to be the call, and that'll probably be the 15-yard variety, but from the 12-yard line, you only get half the distance, so if you had to get a 15-yard penalty, that would be the best time to get one when they only get six out of it. So.
Yeah, guys, I have to agree with you up there, too, as well, and of course, they're going to agree on the field, but that was just, of course, 41 seconds to go, but not needed at all.
They do mark it off half the distance to the goal. They'll replay second down and put the football down on the 5-yard line so they can still get a first down at the 2. So second and 3 from the 5-yard line. Clock running now. Inside 40 seconds left to play. And Jacksonville wants to take a timeout. We've got 38 seconds left in the first half. It's 20-0 Good Hope leading Jacksonville. Tommy Warhurst, Daniel Warhurst, Dylan Diemert, Josh Lawler, Jay and Melissa Fuller here on Live 95 for Friday Night Live. Glad you're with us. No matter where you're listening, whether you're listening locally or whether you're listening down at UAB in the recovery room. I never get a chance to say anything to my folks on the radio. And my dad had double organ transplants this week. Pops, I know you're listening. I love you. I'm glad for everything you've ever done for us. Thought I could try to get through this, but you know.
No.
Dad, we love you. Glad you're listening to us. Glad you're doing well. Liver transplant, kidney transplant on Monday. He was up walking around yesterday. I never get a chance to publicly say I love you and I thank you for being a great dad and making me the man I am, but I'm glad you're listening to us tonight. And you've got a great ball game to listen to because the Raiders have a big lead. Second down and 3 from the 5-yard line. Mama, love you too, because I know you're listening. Everybody says hi, Mom, on the radio or on TV. You know, this was a hi, Dad, but can't forget you too, Mom. Love you a bunch. Slot to either side. Jackson hands it off on a reverse to Adams, trying to turn the near sideline. Preston Bagwell hits him first, and Colton Bagwell finishes him off at the 5. He didn't get his first down.
They tried to run Barksdale again on that little quick pitch where they pitch it to him in front of the line of scrimmage, and a great play by Preston Bagwell. He came up, he squatted on the outside, wasn't going to let him get to the corner.
Jacksonville will take a timeout, and we'll take a moment to say a special thanks to all the folks that make Friday Night Live possible in this season. Scissor Salon, Happy Homes Real Estate, Cyber Broadband, Fuller Optical, Gateway Mortgage, and Odin's Auto Glass. If it weren't for these folks, we would not be able to bring Friday Night Live to you each and every week. Go by and tell them thanks for being a big part of Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95. We've got a great view up here, but I think the man who's in amongst of everything, the place to be, is down on the sideline where Dylan is, even though he's got dirty feet.
Yeah, I'm looking down too myself to check myself out. But hey, Tommy, that's great to hear about your father, and I'm so happy to hear. And everything's going well there. But, you know, down here on the sideline, you've got the crowd noise that's amazing here from the Good Hope student section, literally hitting a piece of sheet metal every time to get this crowd into it. It is deafening on out here with a microphone. I'm going to take my headset off for a second. I'm going to say it's the same thing here. But, hey, Good Hope, 33 seconds to go. Could they stop here? Back to you guys.
The fans in the stands are on their feet. If you can stand at home and cheer them on. It's third down and 2 from the 4. Wiggins gets a handoff. He's stuffed at the line of scrimmage, and he squirts out to the left and gets into the end zone for the Jacksonville touchdown.
Yeah, that's just athletic ability and speed. The play was supposed to go off left tackle. When Wiggins got the ball, he hit the hole. There was no hole there, and everybody converged to that spot. And as he bounced it to the outside, he turned on the jets, and nobody was going to catch him to the corner of the end zone. Great vision by Wiggins. The hole wasn't there. He bounced it outside. Nobody was able to catch it. Looks like they're going to go for two.
Yep. They are going to make a two-point attempt. They'll operate from the shotgun. Jackson hands this one to Wiggins, and he's not going to get this one. Isaiah Green's got him wrapped up and knocked down at the 10-yard line. So Jacksonville scores. The two-point attempt is no good with 28 seconds left of the first half. It's Good Hope 20, Jacksonville 6. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Welcome back to James Schaible Stadium on the campus of Good Hope High School. Jacksonville getting on the board here with 28 seconds left in the first half. Good Hope leads it 20-6. This round two of the high school state playoffs here, a home game for the Raiders. Stewart kicks this one deep. It's going to hit at the two and roll into the end zone for a touchback. So the Raiders will have it first and 10 from their own 20.
It will be first down, 10 yards to go for the Raiders.
In Alabama, good sportsmanship is a high school tradition. Whether at home or on the road, make our schools, our communities, and our students proud by displaying positive sportsmanship. Good sportsmanship and positive citizenship are vital in the development of good citizens. The Alabama High School Athletic Association gladly welcomes the challenge of being a leader in sportsmanship and continuing the proud tradition. This is a public service message from the Alabama High School Athletic Association. On first and 10 for the Raiders with 28 seconds left, they're going to take a knee, bring the first half to a close, and the crowd is going to send them to the locker room on their feet cheering. The Raiders have come out with a 20-6 lead over the Jacksonville Golden Eagles. Our halftime show is next. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home. We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Welcome back to James Schaible Stadium on the campus of Good Hope High School. The Good Hope Raiders have opened up a 20-6 lead over the Jacksonville Golden Eagles in the second round of the high school state playoffs. And I'm joined by Dr. John Hood, principal of Good Hope High School. And Dr. Hood, first off, your assessment of the first half.
Love it. Absolutely love it. I'm very excited for our kids. They're playing great and just unbelievable. Great feeling.
We had a we had an offensive explosion last week up at JP2 in Huntsville, and a great defensive performance. And then coming into tonight, we knew that Rontarius Wiggins, the running back for Jacksonville, is an outstanding D1 prospect, 2,500 yards on the season. But so far tonight, we've kept him in check, too.
We've heard a whole lot about him this week, and our coaches have prepared well for him. And students have responded well. Players are doing excellent. We couldn't ask them to do anything more.
There was a big day for Good Hope High School yesterday on the mat. Talk about the cheerleaders.
Cheerleaders did great. They got to go down and perform at the Northwest Regional, and they ended up second overall and qualified for state. Super excited for them. They're a great group of kids.
They will be performing in the state cheerleading championship here at Wallace State in Hansville on December the 15th. That's a Saturday, folks. So you can come out. Coleman High School is going to be represented there. I know for a fact Coleman and Good Hope are in. I'm not sure about the other schools in the county, but
I'm not either, but those two are, yeah.
We talked a little bit last week. You bragged on your school and your students, but I know you've also got a great staff of teachers and administrators that you work with at Good Hope as well.
And I didn't get to even recognize them last week, and I got to my vehicle after the game, and I thought, oh, my goodness, I forgot to talk about them. And they are an unbelievable group. My teachers are great. They're, number one, they're great people, and they're also great teachers. I have an unbelievable assistant principal who does an excellent job, and very, very proud of them.
And on the athletic field, too, and in the band, you know, we talk about the cheerleaders and the job that they've done. But the Good Hope Raider Band is going to take the field here shortly, and they've done well at competition as well.
They have done very well. Miss Gonzalez is new this year, and she's never lived in Alabama before until this year. She taught for 17 years in California, and she's come here this year and done an unbelievable job, and I'm very proud of them and of her.
So she's being introduced to high school football in the Deep South in a good
way, getting
into the playoffs.
I think she is a big Alabama fan before she even got out here. So she was ready to move to Alabama, just cheer for them.
Coach Scott getting to come back to his alma mater, coach football. You know, it's taken a few years to get his program in, to get the players and the parents and people to buy in, and we're seeing the rewards of that tonight.
I'm very excited for him. There's not a person that, if I had a son, that I'd want to coach him other than Coach Scott. He's a great Christian man, and he instills that every day into his players. And he's an excellent role model for them. And just, I can't say enough great things about Coach Scott.
Right now, it's a 20-6 Good Hope lead over Jacksonville. If that holds, the Raiders advance to the quarterfinals of the state playoffs, somewhere they haven't been since 1989.
That's great. I just can't say enough. I'm so excited for our kids, what they're getting to experience right now. When we go through this kind of thing, when I was at Cold Springs, you know, we won the championships with the girls. And you look back now and you think, man, I wish I'd have watched the games closer and enjoyed them more, because you don't know how special it is while you're in it. Same way here, you know, this group of kids, they're such an unbelievable group and such great athletes that we're not going to experience them anymore after this year. I'm hoping it sets a precedence for the other kids, and they come out and learn from this and want to build on it.
Live 95 is your Raider station throughout the playoffs. We're going to follow the Raiders all the way on their quest for the blue map and the state championship here. Should they hold on, they're going to travel next week. They'll either travel to Adiana to face the Redskins, or they'll travel to Grant Mountain and face DAR. And Dr. Hood, regardless of where they go, whether they go to Marshall County, whether they go to Blount County, we need a lot of Raider Nation going.
And I will say this, our community has been unbelievable this year. No matter where we've gone, last week when we went to Huntsville, we outnumbered them probably 3-1, our fans did. So, you know, we have got great community support that have bought into Coach Scott's program, and I'm excited for them, too.
Right now, Aniata leads DAR, by the way, 21-12, that game at halftime as well. We're at halftime. The Raiders lead the Jacksonville Golden Eagles by a score of 20-6. Dr. Hood, thank you for coming by. Thank you for your hospitality and all you've done for us. We will be back with more of our halftime show. We're going to bring you the sounds of the Good Hope Raider Marching Band. When we come back, we're at halftime. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Coleman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Coleman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanAppliancerepair.com.
Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, has been a proud supporter of Live 95 since the early days. Angela at Scissor Salon does her best to keep you looking your best. Haircuts, colors, perms, scissors can handle them all. And walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
This is Dylan Deamer, the voice of Friday Night Live, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday night for my new show, Prep Sports Live. Each Tuesday, tune in for a wrap-up of all last week's action, preview of the upcoming week, as well as a breakdown of the latest sports news from around Coleman County, as well as interviews. And tune in to hear the announcement of our game of the week. Join us every Tuesday from 5 to 6 on Coleman's Live 95. We are Coleman's independent radio.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Coleman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage, in MLS number 338177, Equal Housing Lender.
Odin's Auto Glass offers
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're
welcome
looking
back to James
Schaible
Stadium on
the
campus of Good Hope High School. Friday Night Live with the Good Hope Raiders have a 20-6 lead over the Jacksonville Golden Eagles in the second round of the high school state playoffs. And as we do each and every week, we're going to take you down to the field for the sounds of the Good Hope Raider marching band. The band is under the direction of Michaela Combs. You've been listening to the sounds of the Good Hope Raider Marching Band. We're at halftime, and the Raiders lead the Jacksonville Golden Eagles by a score of 22-6. We'll be back with more of our halftime show and stats after this. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
This is Dylan Deamer, the voice of Friday Night Live, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday night for my new show, Prep Sports Live. Each Tuesday, tune in for a wrap-up of all last week's action, preview of the upcoming week, as well as a breakdown of the latest sports news from around Coleman County, as well as interviews. And tune in to hear the announcement of our game of the week. Join us every Tuesday from 5 to 6 on Coleman's Live 95. We are Coleman's independent radio.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Welcome back to James Shable Stadium on the campus of Good Hope High School. Tommy Warhurst, Daniel Warhurst, Dylan Diemert, Josh Lawler, Jay and Melissa Fuller on Friday Night Live. The Raiders have a 20-6 lead over the Jacksonville Golden Eagles. The Raiders got on the board first with 4:56 left in the first quarter. Matt Dixon had a one-yard touchdown run. Walter Perez added the PAT. The drive covered 7 plays and 85 yards. Good Hope went up 7-0. Then with 11:51 left in the second quarter, Isaiah Green busted open on a 37-yard touchdown run. Perez added the extra point. The drive covered 9 plays, 72 yards. Good Hope went up 14-0. Then with 1:32 left in the second quarter, Dixon added an 18-yard run. The PAT by Perez was no good. Good Hope led it 20-0. Then with 28 seconds left in the first half, Wiggins went in on a 3-yard run. They went for 2, and it was no good. The drive covered 6 plays, 56 yards, and that's where we stand right now, Josh. Good Hope up 20-6 over Jacksonville.
Absolutely. It's been a great game so far, and I've really enjoyed watching it and keeping stats. The stats tonight, Tommy, are that much more interesting than any other game I believe that I've sat in on this season, and I think I've been to all except for 2 that Friday Night Live has covered. Matthew Dixon, easily most influential runner on this team tonight for the Good Hope Raiders. And all the wonderful things he's done tonight, still only adding up to 58 yards, but they were 58 very important yards. You know, he's scored the ball, he's pushed the ball for the first downs, he's fought across the line several times where he drags, 3 or 4 of the Jacksonville, players with him. Another interesting stat, Bailey Quick, 76 yards, only 1 incompletion, but they've only thrown the ball 4 times tonight, which is interesting. Now, you flip the script a little bit and you go back to Good Hope's defense. Okay. Wiggins comes in, and we talked earlier tonight about Wiggins having 2,500 yards in the season so far, this being the 12th game that he's played this season. Good Hope has held him to 40 yards in the half. That is huge.
That is probably the most impressive stat to me. And just like last week, where the Good Hope defense really had to step up and play disciplined D, they've done it tonight so far with Wiggins.
Absolutely. You know, and not just keeping Wiggins down. Good Hope defense has inflicted damage on all members of the Jacksonville offense. They pushed right here at the end. They pushed several missteps for Jacksonville's offense. I don't know if it was the defense or if it was the crowd or a combination of them both, but the noise here has to play a factor in all of this. So much noise. Maybe there's a miscommunication for Jacksonville. They wind up giving up, I don't know, 30 or 40 yards in the amount of 3 plays for losses there. Definitely the game so far going in the way of Good Hope's defense.
The winner of this game tonight will face the winner of Aniana and DAR next week. And as of right now at the half, Aniana leads that one 21-12. And what a matchup that will be next week, Daniel, between the Redskins and the Raiders, should these two scores hold.
Should these two scores hold, that's exactly right. And Aniana being my alma mater and your alma mater too, Tommy, so it would be an interesting week. Good Hope holds on to win. We'll travel to Aniana to play the Redskins if they end up leading DAR as they are now at halftime. Looks like we're getting ready to kick off the second half.
Jacksonville won the toss. They deferred to the second half, and they want the football to start the second half. They're going to be working to the north, which will be from our left to right, your left to right, as you listen to the radio. Good Hope's going to be kicking off. Perez is going to put his foot to it right about the 40-yard line. A squib kick going to be followed on and missed. It looks like the Raiders got it. Johnny Quick is the man that fell on it. It went right to Yesmon Green and squirted out of Green. And the man on the spot again, Danny. Johnny on the spot, Johnny Quick.
Johnny Quick, man on the spot. And I noticed on the previous kickoff, Good Hope kicked that little squib. And Yes Man had to come all the way across the middle about to the hash from the numbers, and he actually dove on the last one and caught the ball in the air. This time he tried to dive on the ball on the ground and overshot it, and Johnny on the spot, Johnny Quick, was right there to fall on it.
when you have to kick off for the second half kickoff and you end up with the ball, that's got to be a big booster for this Raider offense.
It is a booster. Let's see what they do with it here. First and 10 for the Raiders from the Golden Eagle 39. Matt Dixon fights Matt his Dixon. Way to about the 38-yard line before he's wrapped up by Joseph Bolton.
Joseph Bolton with the tackle, but the guy that made the play for the Jacksonville Golden Eagles was Joshua Bell, number 17. Bell busted through the offensive line, and when Dixon got the ball, he actually made him take two steps back and two steps to the left. That slowed him up enough for the rest of the Golden Eagle defenders to come in.
On second down and 9 now for the Raiders. From the Golden Eagle 38-yard line. Bailey Quick fakes it to Colton Bagwell, pitches it on the option to Dixon. Dixon, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, and run out of bounds right near the 5-yard line. We'll see where they mark him. They actually mark him out of bounds at the 7.
Great play once again. We've been talking about the Golden Eagles defense being tricked by the reverse wishbone. That time they ran the same action as the crossbuck play where they fake to Bagwell and then hand off to Dixon. This time they fake to Bagwell, and instead of Dixon coming in front of Quick, he ran an arc route. Quick pulled the ball, ran to the outside. The defensive end took him. He pitched in the option. Nobody was there, and Dixon hit the corner.
So first and 10 for Good Hope now from the 7-yard. First and goal from the 7-yard line. This one's to Dixon again, and he rambles his way down to the 4.
I've talked all night about Dixon running the football hard. That time he was met in the hole by number 23, Carter Landers. And Carter Landers will probably think twice about squaring up Matt Dixon again, because when he hit him, he landed flat on his backside, and Dixon kept trucking.
Second down and goal from the 4 now. This one's going to be Colton Bagwell. Bagwell dances into the end zone for the Raider touchdown.
I believe I saw a flag come from the back, Judge, and it was thrown right at the line of scrimmage. That usually indicates holding. I believe that's what the call is going to be, because the back judge, that's his job, is to stand behind the linebackers, watch the offensive and defensive lines. And
for the first time tonight, this place is almost deathly quiet. Chop block. The call against the Raiders.
I believe that's exactly what happened. One of the offensive linemen for the Raiders, you can block below the waist if it's a single defender and if it's a single blocker. But if one man's blocking him high, the next man can't go below the waist and block. And sometimes you're taught to hit a guy for a second, then leave him and go to the linebacker. But if both are engaged and the next guy's supposed to do the block, that's what happened. They caught him on that play. Both of them engaged with the defensive lineman.
Didn't know that.
Second down and goal now from the 19-yard line. The Raiders have receivers split to either side. Reverse wishbone with Bailey Quick in the shotgun. He'll fake this one to Green. Now he wants to throw. Pump fakes. Now he fires out on the far flat looking for Preston Bagwell. Oh, my. No flag. Bagwell was obviously being held, and no flag. Wow.
You could see from the press box up here, he had jersey for days.
Everybody else saw it, and the two officials over there didn't see it somehow.
I don't know if he was being blocked by the body of the receiver and couldn't see the jersey pull, but from our point of view, we could all see it. But, hey, it's third down.
So now it's third down and goal. The Raiders will send trips to the far side. One receiver to the near. Isaiah Green, the lone back beside Bailey Quick. Quick wants to throw. He's got good protection. Nice flushed out of his pocket. Fires for the end zone. Dixon's there. Touchdown, Raiders! That's a big running back with a receiver catch in the end zone.
I see another flag. Not a flag. Maybe that's just something shiny, because it don't look like any of the officials are talking. Okay, it's not a flag. But anyway, Dixon was the inside receiver just off the outside of the tackle in the trips formation to the side. Dixon ran what I call a post corner. He took about 5 steps, ran for the post, and when the safety came up to meet him at the goal line, he cut it to the corner and was wide open. Great throw by Bailey Quick.
Perez's extra point is up and good. So with 10:22 left in the third quarter, your score, Good Hope 27, Jacksonville 6. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Coleman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company.
Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Coleman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanAppliancerepair.com.
Welcome back to James Schaible Stadium on the campus of Good Hope High School. The Raiders with a 27-6 lead over Jacksonville. Perez kicks off this one. It's high. It bounces. Oh, my goodness. The Raiders almost recover another kick. But this one goes out of bounds at the 32-yard line. They had their paws all over it.
Wow. I mean, if you want to talk about an excellent onside kick, and with the rules in high school football, you can't kick the ball straight into the ground as you see most teams in the college and the professional level try to do. They try to kick the ball straight into the ground and get a hop. That time, the kick went sky high, and from the left hash mark, it went to the right sideline, and one of the Raider coverage men was about 2 feet away from catching it in the air on the run.
Trips to the near side for Jacksonville now. Jackson wants to throw. He fires downfield, way overthrown. He was trying to hit Barksdale on the far sideline. Barksdale was covered over there by Johnny Quick, and he had help from Tanner Malin.
Tanner Malin, the free safety spot, come over, and Barksdale was trying to make a run and get open, but that time Jackson out threw him again. Good pressure by the Raider defensive line to get in there and make Jackson get rid of that ball before he really wanted to.
It's second and 10 for Jacksonville now from their own 36-yard line. Two receivers to the near side, a wing to the far side, and a receiver that way as they work left to right. They give it to Wiggins. Wiggins turns a corner, and he's going to be nowhere but stepping out of bounds right about the line of scrimmage. There is a flag right back near the line of scrimmage on that side as well.
Once again, great job, great coaching. Great execution by the Raider defense. They were able to make Wiggins run parallel instead of north and south.
Dylan, you mentioned that big, loud, rumbling steel sound. You're right down in front of it, but you're also right next to the heater.
Yeah, you got actually two of them, one over here by the stand where Bailey Quick's standing, the other one just right to my left. And, Tommy, you did mention something. We're talking about noise. You know, when I got down here, it was deathly silent. We had that flag come out. And then ever since, loud rumbling sounds so far. And here it is again.
Penalty against the Raiders. Personal foul, so it puts the football down at midfield. Jacksonville will have trips to the near side, one to the far. Wiggins is a lone back. Play action fake to him. They fire it out in the far flat to Barksdale, and Barksdale has nowhere to go as he's wrapped up quickly out in the far flat by the Raiders. He might have gained one.
Might have gained 1 yard. Barksdale was running what looked like what they like to call a slip screen, where he comes back to the inside, catches the pass, and a couple of offensive linemen go out to block him. But like I said, the Raiders have watched film and been coached great. When the offensive lineman left the box, they left the box with him. Nowhere to go for Barksdale.
Second down and 9 for the Golden Eagles now from the Raider 49. Jackson wants to throw again. Loads, fires on the near sideline. And this one is going to be incomplete. It wasn't anywhere near a Golden Eagle, but it was almost picked off by Preston Bagwell.
Bagwell making it very convincing when he wrapped that one up.
It looked like Bagwell dove forward. He caught the ball with his hands, but I think what they're going to say is that the ball was on the ground. Even though he possessed it and controlled it, the ground might have helped him make that interception.
Big third down for the Raider defense now. Trips to the near side for Jacksonville. It's Wiggins straight up the middle trying to get near his first down, and he's going to be a little bit short. He's going to be about a yard short of a first down, but we've got a penalty flag back here at midfield, and a Golden Eagle lost his helmet. I don't know if that came off in contact or if it might have been ripped off by a Raider.
That's exactly where the flag is. We'll get the call here from the referee.
It looked like.
And it is a personal foul face mask against the Raiders, but, yeah, I saw that helmet come flying off and rolling across the field.
Guys, that was 42 for the Raiders. I don't have a roster with me. You guys can go ahead and check up there. Coach Scott not happy with his player over that call.
Austin Knight, the player who comes off, he's pretty hot himself. Not sure what happened on the skirmish, but it cost the Raiders 15 yards. And now Jacksonville has it. First and 10 from the Raider, 29-yard line. trips to the far side now. One to the near. Jackson wants to throw. Fires on the post route. It is complete to Jules Gray. No, oh, he dropped it. He caught it, and as he was going across the goal line, he dropped the football. Was he showboating, Daniel?
I don't know if he was showboating or he does what we've talked about many times before. As I was a wide receiver and taught, you catch the ball and tuck it in. That time he had a beautiful pass in front of him. It looked like he caught the ball, but he didn't secure it, didn't tuck it into his arm, and I believe his right knee came up as he might have been showboating, going to do some high stepping into the end zone, hit it with his knee because he left it out in front of him in both hands instead of tucking it to his shoulder.
So it's second down and 10 now from the 29 for Jacksonville. Working left to right, they run the same post route again. Preston Bagwell is all over this one. And oh my, they're going to say Jules Gray caught that one, the same exact route. Preston Bagwell was all over him. But somehow, Jules Gray hauls that one in for the Jacksonville touchdown.
Well, the pass before, he was had him beat by about three steps. The ball was right in front of him, and he drops it. And that one looked more like a jump ball. And Preston Bagwell goes up, was in great position, and somehow he was able to come down with the football. Great catch.
And, guys, I'm just here on the sideline, and I'm just noticing that, you know, the stun on the Good Hope crowd here. Just, everyone's kind of just stunned for a second. What just happened? And you know what it was? It was mental mistakes on the part there. And, you know, mental mistakes on both sides. You had a little DeSean Jackson action there from Jacksonville, but they make it here. Back to you guys in the booth.
Jacksonville lines up to go for two, and there's a penalty flag. False start, the call against Jacksonville. They have not attempted an extra point tonight. On their first touchdown, they elected to try for two, and on this one they're going to try for two, and they're going to be backed up 5 yards.
Just to add to what Dylan is saying there, some proof in the pudding. Since we've come back from the half, it's been less than 4 minutes of play so far, and Good Hope has three fouls. They had two fouls all first half.
So on the two-point attempt, trips to the far side for Jacksonville. One receiver to the near. Jackson wants to throw. He's pressured. Now he slips away. He gets back to near the five, and he's knocked down there. The two-point attempt is no good. With 8:49 left in the third, your score, Good Hope 27, Jacksonville 12. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, has been a proud supporter of Live 95 since the early days. Angela at Scissor Salon does her best to keep you looking your best. Haircuts, colors, perms, scissors can handle them all. And walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. 735-3089. 735-3089. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. Look for the big scissors on the roof. Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Coleman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what counts.
Welcome back to James Schaeble Stadium on the campus of Good Hope High School. Friday Night Live, where Jacksonville has just added six more points to their total. They trail Good Hope. Good Hope leads 27-12. The kickoff taken by Preston Bagwell, and he runs it back out to the 26, maybe the 27-yard line. Aniana still leading DAR 21-12. The winner of this one plays the winner of that one next week. It'll be first and 10 for the Raiders. They put the football down at the Raider 25-yard line. 8 minutes, 43 seconds left in the third quarter. The Raiders have a 27-12 lead over Jacksonville. They'll send two receivers to the near side, one to the far. The backs will be split. Beside Bailey Quick, he'll operate from the shotgun. He hands this off to Matt Dixon. Dixon fights to the line of scrimmage and dives forward up to near the 29-yard line.
Just a little lead to the left side to Dixon. That time he got through the line with nobody. He went to the linebackers, and Matt Dixon's a hard runner with the football, and both linebackers hit him. His feet didn't stop moving. He kept trucking and got on up to the third level, as they like to call it. This free safety had to come in and help the linebackers with the tackle.
Second down and six from the 29-yard line. Same formation. Twins to the near side, one to the far. They'll send motion out to the near side, hand it off to Colton Bagwell on the right side, running behind his offensive line. He might have picked up one, maybe two, up to near the 31.
Yeah, they run Dixon in the motion to this side and hand it off to Bagwell on the far side. And I believe we will be coming back to that play because from my point of view, the outside cornerback was taking the receiver runoff downfield, and Dixon was wide open out here in the flat if they decide to pull that from Bagwell and pitch it to him.
Third down and five for the Raiders from their own 31. Two receivers to the near side, one to the far. Motion. They pitch it out to Matt Dixon in the flat, just like you said, Daniel. He's got his first down and more up to the 44-yard line.
Well, looks like the coaches for the Raiders saw the exact same thing I did, and those guys know football, and I know a little bit about football. And when I saw Matt Dixon coming in motion and swing out, and they handed it to Bagwell, nobody was out there. And just as I predicted, they just came back to it a little quicker than I thought. They did it the very next play and picked up 12 yards and a first down.
It's first and 10 Raiders from their own 43-yard line. They lead Jacksonville 27-12, 7 minutes left in the third. This handoff goes to Isaiah Green. He bobbles it, and he's able to fall on it on the turf. That could have been disastrous.
Could have been disastrous. Green bobbled the handoff from Bailey Quick, but once again, looks like these Good Hope Raiders are coached well, and he knew exactly what to do. The ball was on the ground. Don't try to bend down and pick it up. Don't try to get anything else out of it. Just fall on it. Possess the ball. Live to play another down. Great job by Isaiah Green.
Second down and 11. Receiver split to either side. Dixon, the back beside Quick. He gets the handoff, tries to get to the right side. The Golden Eagles are flying out there after him, and they're going to have him wrapped up right about the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Dixon tried to make it to the outside there. It must have been nothing up the middle. He tried to cut the corner, and the Golden Eagles had great pursuit angles, and the outside linebacker made him cut it back inside, wasn't going to let him get the corner.
It'll be third and 12 now for the Raiders. The ball resting at their own 42-yard line. They lead Jacksonville 27-12 with 5:50 left in the third quarter. Trips to the near side, one receiver to the far as they work right to left. One back beside Quick. It's a low snap. Quick's able to pick it up. Now he's sprinting to the near sideline, trying to find somebody to throw to, but he can't. He's going to be knocked out of bounds at the 35-yard line. He's going to lose about 3 yards. And now we get a late hit penalty out of bounds against Jacksonville.
And that's not good for the Golden Eagles. They had a pretty good stop there on the Raiders, and then they go and make some extracurricular moves, and that's basically going to march them up the field, guys.
Dead ball, late hit out of bounds. He was pursuing him right about the out-of-bounds marker, but I think he continued beyond the out-of-bounds stripe, so that's going to be a big break for the Raiders.
Yeah, that was an easy call for the officials, and I was wondering what was taking them so long, because as Bailey Quick stepped out of bounds, he took another couple of steps, and then he was hit by the Golden Eagles defender, and we were all looking for the flag, and then it did eventually come out. But
even
it's not going to be a first down?
Not an automatic first down from that penalty.
It's a 15-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. It's going to be fourth down and about five. They put the football down at the 49-yard line. They've got to get to right about the 47, between the 46 and the 47 for a first down. One, two, three, four. We'll call it five. They get five, they'll be assured of first. It looks like they're going to drop into punt formation. They're going to either have to hustle or just take a delay of game. It looks like Coach Scott's going to take a timeout and think about this one. We'll take one with them. 5:41 left in the third. It's Good Hope 27, Jacksonville 12 on Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Coleman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage in MLS number 338177. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back to James Schaible Stadium on the campus of Good Hope High School. Tommy Warhurst, Daniel Warhurst, Dylan Deemer, Josh Lawler, Jay and Melissa Fuller with you for Friday Night Live. Glad you're with us. The Raiders have a 27-12 lead over the Golden Eagles of Jacksonville. And this is the second round of the high school state playoffs. Fourth down and five. Bailey Quick back in punt formation for the Raiders. He sends Swagger in motion to the right side. Long snap count. Now he takes it, takes one step to his right, and punts this one away. It hits at the 25. Nobody's back for Jacksonville. This one's going to be downed right about the 14-yard line.
I was just looking at that before the play happened, and I guess the reason why Jacksonville had nobody deep is because they only had 10 players on the field. I was counting them. I was counting three, and then I said four, that's seven, and then eight, nine, ten, and I kept looking back down the field for the 11th man, but there was nobody there. So,
well, you've heard of too many men on the field. How about not enough?
Yeah.
And Jacksonville needing all the help they can get right now.
The Raiders have a 27-12 lead with 5:29 left in the third quarter. It's first and 10 Jacksonville from their own 15-yard line. Trips to the far side, one to the near as they work from left to right. They give it to their workhorse Wiggins, and he's got nowhere to go, trying to run up at the heart of that Raider defense, and there's not much doing there as Peyton Hill was sitting there waiting on him. And it looks like, who was the other one, Daniel?
Peyton Hill, and it looked like number 66, Ethan Rasko. Both of them, like you said, Hill was waiting on him when he got the ball. He was able to grab a hold of him, and Rasko come and finished him off.
Second down and 10 for Jacksonville now. Ball on their own 15. Jackson wants to throw. Fires out here. Complete to his go-to guy, Jules Gray. And Gray is wrapped up. Preston Bagwell's got him wrapped up at the line of scrimmage. And help again from big number 61, Riley Kilpatrick.
Preston Bagwell, if you had a video dictionary and it was how to cover your man-to-man, that would be the picture of it. When Bagwell come in motion, he come to the inside, ran a slant. Preston Bagwell had none of it. As soon as he caught the ball, he had both hands on him, tackling him for no gain.
It's third down and 9 for Jacksonville from their 16. Jackson wants to throw again. He's looking on the near sideline for Jules Gray, and this one falls incomplete. Good coverage in the secondary. Preston Bagwell is there along with Matthew Dixon.
Matthew Dixon from the linebacker spot, Tommy, saw that route before the play even happened. Like you said, they've been watching film. He's been watching film because he saw something and took off from his linebacker position 25 yards deep and was able to be in and help Preston Bagwell on that deep post route.
Demarion Stewart comes on in punt formation for Jacksonville. He'll hit this one about his own 3-yard line. Bailey Quick stands back to receive for Goodhope, standing at midfield. A good high spiral from Stewart. Quick's going to catch this one at the 47, drops it, and has to fall back on it at the 43-yard line.
That could have been bad really quick there, guys.
Yeah, that was a very close one there for Quick. He just accidentally tapped it with his left hand, and then he just has to fall on it, and thank God he does for Goodhope there, as they'll set up here at the 47.
Clock is stopped. 4 minutes, 7 seconds left in the third quarter. The Raiders have a 27-12 lead. The first half seemed like it flew by, and so far this 8 minutes of the third quarter has really kind of drug. It's first down and 10 for Goodhope now from their own 43-yard line. Low snap to Quick, but he picks it up, hands it off to Matt Dixon. Dixon fights his way forward to about the 44.
Not much doing there for the Raiders. That time they had the two receivers to this side and tried to run Dixon on the lead. And the defensive line for the Golden Eagles has tightened up a little bit as Goodhope's not able to run the ball up the middle as efficiently as they did in the first half.
Jacksonville has kind of plugged the middle with Demetrius Hamilton. Hamilton's 6'3", 305. He's in there at nose guard now, anchoring the center of that Jacksonville defense. It's second down and 9 for Goodhope now from their own 44-yard line. Receivers split to either side. Reverse wishbone with Bailey Quick in the shotgun now as they work right to left. They hand this one off to Isaiah Green, and Green's got a hole up to midfield. He's got about a 7-yard gain for the Raiders. But he gets up slow, too. Looks like he's turned an ankle.
Looks like he's turned an ankle, but he's walking it off. He's stepping a couple more steps. He's walking it off. He's going to come out, but it don't look like it's twisted as bad as I thought it was. He had a couple of guys dive at his feet as he was able to hurdle one guy, and looks like he landed, maybe stepped on the next guy laying on the ground. Might have twisted his ankle a little bit, but it looks as if he's going to walk it off.
Green and Bagwell check out. Burns and Maddox check in. They'll be split to either side. Three backs with Quick in the shotgun. This one goes to Matt Dixon. Dixon is going to be close to his first down. He lunges from about the 48 down to near the 47-yard line. This one's going to be real close.
Yeah, once again, they run Dixon right up the left guard. And the referee,
he's signaling first down from 7 yards back.
He was signaling first down, but he was nowhere close to be able. Now he's signaling first down, and he's actually standing over the ball. So I would agree with this one. But before, like you said, he was on about the other 45, and he was signaling first down. And I was thinking to myself, I'm sitting right here, and I got a pretty good view, and I can't tell. But he did walk up to the football, and it is the first down for the Raiders.
All the more reason here, guys. Matt Dixon, only 2 yards on that carry, but a very important conversion on those 2 yards.
Exactly.
Dixon gets a handoff again. He's to the 45, rumbling down to the 43-yard line. Give him four.
Dixon off the right side. Looks like Good Hope's going to stay with their plan, which has been the running game last week, and it's been the running game tonight. I know Jacksonville probably made some adjustments at halftime. Like we said, Good Hope's not been able to run as efficient as they had in the first half, but they're not getting away from what they do.
And guys, Isaiah Green still on his feet here, not being tended to by a trainer, so maybe we'll see him get back in here after a few more plays. Guys, back to you in the booth.
They only give Dixon two. It's second down and 8 from the Golden Eagle 45. Quick calls his own number down. He squirts across the 40 down to the 39-yard line.
Great read by Bailey Quick. Matt Swagger's come in to replace Isaiah Green in that reverse wishbone. That time they had him coming off the left side, and it was a read play for Quick. He reads what the defensive end does. If the defensive end bites down on the fake, then, of course, he hands it to Swagger coming around. If he widens out, Quick keeps the ball, cuts up the middle. That time, great game. Good pickup for the Raiders.
Big third down for the Raider offense now. Third down and 2 from the Jacksonville 39-yard line. Receiver split to either side. A wing this way and one back beside Bailey Quick. That back is Dixon. He's got the handoff. He's got his first down and more down to the 32-yard line. First down, Raiders.
Great run by Matt Dixon straight up the middle. He got hit about the line of scrimmage. He fought through that tackle. Actually, he carried that guy with him past the first down marker in a gain of 2. Looks like we have an injured player, Tommy.
DeMonte Loud is down on the field right about the 39-yard line. We'll take a moment and let you hear from some of our sponsors. There is 1 minute, 4 seconds left in the third quarter. Good Hope 27, Jacksonville 12. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800. It's Odin's Auto Glass.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Welcome back to James Schaible Stadium on the campus of Good Hope High School for Friday Night Live. Glad you're with us wherever you're listening. On 95.5 FM, whether you're on TuneIn, whether you're on Facebook or streaming, or if you're at work like Shane and you catch us every Friday night, thanks for listening to Good Hope Raider Football here on Live 95. We're proud to be your Raider station for the playoffs.
And if I can, I want to take a second, Tommy. The hospitality here by the Good Hope Raider people is unreal. They have food, they have drinks, and it's only fitting. You were talking about our dad having the liver and the kidney transplant, and I know he's listening to us, and Dad, they had banana pudding for us in the hospitality room.
And we sampled it for you, and it was good, got to say. Dixon takes a handoff this time. He gets to the 32, right down to the 31-yard line. A good hard 2 yards for Dixon on that carry. Update on Aniana and DAR. Aniana now opening up a 35-12 lead over DAR. So if this one holds and that one holds, the Raiders are going to Aniana next week, a place they have not been since 2014, if I remember correct. 2014, last time Good Hope played at Aniana at Gilbreth Stadium. Second down and 8 for the Raiders from the Jacksonville 32-yard line. Colton Bagwell takes the fake. Dixon takes a fake as well, and this is Quick all the way down to the 29. Kind of a double fake. Faked us off a little bit, and Bailey Quick dives forward to the 29-yard line. Picked up about 2.
We've been talking about how well coached this Raider team is on offense and defense, and once again, you could see it right there. They ran that play 2 or 3 times tonight. They lead Dixon, and they hand it to Bagwell. And the crossbuck action, that time he faked it to Dixon, faked it to Bagwell, and Bailey Quick saw something, and he was able to squirt through the middle for 3 or 4 yards.
Raider Nation has 4 fingers in the air, meaning we're headed to the fourth quarter. At the end of 3, it's Good Hope 27, Jacksonville 12. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Raider Nation ready for the fourth quarter here from James Shable Stadium on the campus of Good Hope High School. Friday Night Live with the Raiders have a 27-12 lead over Jacksonville. It's third down and 7 for Good Hope. Tight set. They hand this one off to Dixon. Dixon's to the 25 and not much more there as Draylen Fombe hits him right about the 25-yard line.
Yeah, that's the first time Good Hope's come out in that set. Looked like they had 2 tight ends and a full house backfield and tried to run the lead. Fourth and about 2. I wouldn't be surprised if they come back to the exact same play, trying to go man on man, keep it in tight, and just give it to Dixon, their big workhorse in the backfield.
They're going for it. Tight set, 3 backs. Quick under center. Hands this one off to Dixon again. Dixon's across the 25 to the 24, near the 23-yard line. This is really going to depend on the spot. We don't have a good angle to see this one, and the official who was so quick to signal first down a moment ago is taking his time on this one, and now he's saying Jacksonville held. It's going to be Jacksonville ball.
Going to be Jacksonville ball. Looked like he was maybe about 0.5 yard short. And if I can real quick, Tommy, we got a comment on someone listening to Facebook.
Surely not.
By the name of Dale Hardiman. And I said, Dale Hardiman, that's my high school baseball coach. He actually said hey to us. And, Coach, if you're still listening, how you doing? Doing fine. Great to have you listen to us on Live 95.
Glad you're with us, whether you're on 95.5, whether you're on Facebook, whether you're on TuneIn, or whether you're streaming. Glad you're with us on Friday Night Live here as we cover the Raider Nation through the playoffs. Wiggins on first down for Jacksonville. Squirts out to near the 29-yard line.
Once again, great play by Peyton Hill. Peyton Hill fought through the block, was able to get his hands on Wiggins before he can get going. If you can grab a hold of a back before he can get his legs going and get some speed up, you can usually slow him down and wait for your teammates. That's exactly what Hill did.
Wiggins gets 4. It's second down and 6 for Jacksonville now from their own 30. Wiggins again to the near side across the 30, looking for blockers at the 34.
And they're going to call this one dead.
Wow. Late.
Yes.
Very late there.
Dylan, did you hear a whistle on the field? They just stopped it right in the middle of a run.
I saw it right when the flag came out myself, and I was just wondering what could have just – the whistle came while he was in motion, and now they're going to say false start. Very late on the part of the referees there, guys.
I almost thought it was going to be a holding call, but then when all the players stopped, maybe it was an inadvertent whistle. But they call it false start against Jacksonville, so they'll back him up 5 yards. It should put the football down near the 25-yard line.
That's Jacksonville's 3rd false start tonight, 2nd since we've come back to this from halftime.
And probably the most baffling one so far for tonight.
Absolutely.
So it'll be 2nd down and 10 from the 25-yard line. Hats off to Josh for not only producing an excellent program, for keeping up with all the stats of these fast-paced offenses as well. Sometimes he's over there really smoking at his pen, getting the stats put down. Second and 10. Wiggins takes the handoff, stumbles at the line of scrimmage. Isaiah Green's waiting on him at the 15-yard line.
I hate to keep being repetitive in saying well-coached and well-schooled defense, but I can't explain it any other way, because when the back comes to your side, the defensive end doesn't go directly at him. He makes him get wide, and he was able to grab a hold of him. Nowhere to go for Wiggins.
The defense of the Raiders is not being fooled by motion or misdirection. If they're the defensive end, they're playing their game. They're staying in their lane and funneling everything to the inside where they've got help. Jackson wants to throw now. He throws it over the outstretched arms of Jules Gray. Incomplete.
That would have had to have been a perfect pass for him to hit Jules Gray. You had Swagger, you had Dixon, and you had number 6, Jonathan Quick, all within about 3 yards of the receiver. I mean, if he was open, I would say maybe if you put it in the exact perfect spot, but Jackson wasn't able to hit that exact spot, and Jacksonville will be punting.
So 4th and 11 for Jacksonville now. They'll be punting. Stewart will hit this one about his own 12. Bailey Quick stands back at his own 39-yard line. Stewart's had a good leg tonight. We'll see how this one goes. Gets a great snap. Gets a high wobbly spiral. This one's going to be a little bit short. It's going to hit at the 47-yard line and roll down to the Raider 36-yard line. Jacksonville came in 11-0. They were the number one seed out of their region. The Raiders 10-1. They're only lost to Northside, but yet they finished number 3 in their region. And tonight the Raiders have a 27-12 lead over Jacksonville, looking to advance to the quarterfinals, a place they have not been since 1989. And it looks like if things continue between Aniana and DAR, the Raiders are going to Gilbreth Stadium in Aniana to face the Redskins. An update to Addison now leads Ranburn in the fourth quarter 12-7. On first down, Matt Dixon gets the handoff and he trips over the 36-yard line and falls forward to right about the 37.
Yeah, they ran Dixon on the inside handoff over the right guard, and he had a hole, and I believe that's the only thing that slowed him down. Just like you said, the field's was a little soggy before the game. It's getting a little choppy now where all the plays have been run, and that time I think the 36-yard line come up with the tackle, because that's the only thing that was in front of Dixon after he got the ball.
Pickens County leading Falkville to 22-7 in that playoff game. Bailey Quick on a quarterback keeper, spins at the 39, leaps forward to the 41-yard line, and a flag comes flying in from deep in the secondary.
Wow, that back judge must have been a quarterback or a pitcher, because he was standing on about the 35 on the other side of the 50, and he threw that flag about 25 yards.
I was about to say, Daniel, he did float that one pretty well out there. I thought he should be maybe he should warm up and take some passes out here for Jacksonville in a little bit. But
yes.
Yeah, mind you, I want to add something to that, to what you said, Tommy, earlier. The number 2 team in the state, these Jacksonville Golden Eagles. And Good Hope leads them 27-12 with 8:50 to go.
Block in the back, the call against the Raiders. So that'll back the football up to the 31-yard line. It'll be 2nd and 15 from the 31. 8 minutes, 40 seconds left to play in this one. It's 27-12 Raiders. And now we have another stoppage of play by the officials.
Well, it looks like they might be looking at the clock.
They're looking into the south end zone. It's something. The only thing down there is the 25-second clock and a bunch of fans. This is a record crowd. Got to be here at James Schaible Stadium. They're wrapped around the field, setting on the banks on either side. Standing room only. Matt Dixon with the handoff. Dixon to the 32, 35, 40. Spins up to the 43-yard line.
Great cut again by Matt Dixon. We've talked about him being able to see the field. He took the ball off the right tackle, got about 6 or 7 yards, and as he made a cut back to the inside linebacker got picked up by the right guard after he made his initial block. He peeled off to the linebacker, and Dixon saw it, cut back, and was able to pick up 5 or 6 more.
Third down, and they call it 3 from the 43-yard line. Receiver split to either side. Bailey Quick from the shotgun now. Dixon gets a handoff again. And not much doing there. The Eagles swarm him right about the line of scrimmage. He really had nowhere to run as Joseph Bolton had him wrapped up early.
Joseph Bolton made a great play. Dixon was trying to read the defense again and make his cutback, and as he slowed down, Bolton didn't, and he come through there and grabbed a hold of him. And to bring Matt Dixon down by yourself is a big task, and he did.
Bailey Quick will drop back in punt formation for Good Hope. He'll hit this one near his own 33-yard line. Jaden Barksdale will be back to receive for Jacksonville. He'll stand with his heels on his own 26-yard line. Everybody set now. Motion to the near side from Swagger. Long snap count from Quick. Takes this one one step to his right. Punts it away. A wobbly spiral taken by Barksdale at the 25. Bagwell chases him there. He breaks away from Bagwell. One block in the back. Yeah. Turns the corner from Barksdale. Barksdale's midfield. Loses the football, and the Raiders have it at the 50-yard line.
I think that's easy to say right there. We're going to – Good Hope may turn down that penalty.
There was a block in the back at the 35-yard line. Barksdale turned the corner, had a big hole, and he tried to spin, and a Raider was there and reached in, pulled the football out, and the Raiders fell on it at midfield. The officials have not signaled Raider football yet, but I don't see how else it can go.
Looks like they're going to talk to the – nope, here comes our signal.
They say holding against Jacksonville from the spot of the foul, 10 yards. Apparently they're going to say he was down when he lost the football. I want to see a video review of that.
Are they going to say he didn't lose the football or that Jacksonville recovered it? Because they never even spotted it where the fumble was recovered. They never even said anything about a fumble.
It's 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. If I'm Coach Scott, I think I pull my challenge flag here.
Coach Scott is not challenging and he's not upset. So obviously we saw something that just wasn't there. But my apology, folks back at home. I thought it was going to be Raider ball. On first down, Jackson throws complete to Barksdale, 45, 50, into Raider territory, 45, breaks a tackle at the 40, 35, 30, 25, slipping away from Raiders all the way down to the 19-yard line.
Colton Bagwell made the tackle. Looks like we've got a Raider injured on about the 40.
Matt Swagger really appears to be in pain back at the 41-yard line. Wow, just a simple pitch and catch. Dylan, but he was slippery and got all the way down to the 19-yard line.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, they probably wouldn't have a good chance trying to catch a buttered-up hog out there, but it's what it looked like when he was running down the field with that. But I don't know what's going on with Swagger over here at midfield, but Coach talking with the ref right here in front of me. On that last play, though, you know, my mic was on. I saw that hit, and it just – I kind of just went, whoa, and – I do apologize. Yeah, we did not call that right there, but we got it all corrected here. But we're hoping to hear if Swagger's going to be okay. He's getting up now.
Looks like left knee or left ankle for Swagger as he limps off the field.
And I think Coach is looking for some kind of explanation from the ref, but he's not going to get anything from him.
On that play by Barksdale, guys, if you're listening at home, he come from the right side, the far side of the field, ran about a 5-yard slant route, caught the ball quick from Jackson, ran all the way to the numbers on this side, slipped a couple of tackles, broke free, ran to the middle of the field to the hash, then cut back to this side of the field before he was tackled.
So first and 10 for Jacksonville now from the Raider 19-yard line. Jackson wants to throw, incomplete. He was trying to catch Maynard out on the near sideline. Maynard was covered by Johnny Quick.
Johnny Quick had great coverage, nowhere to put that ball, and Jackson led him a little too much. And if he would have been on target with the ball, like you said, Quick was in great position, probably could have broke and picked that one off.
27-12 is your score. 6.5 minutes left to play in this one. The Raiders with a 27-12 lead. Second down and 10. Jackson wants to throw. Fires in the end zone. It's picked off by the Raiders. Preston Bagwell picks this one off in the back corner of the end zone.
And that's big momentum, guys, down here because this crowd has been kind of off with those last few events that have been happening towards Good Hope, and now that gets them right back into it. Of course, Good Hope still lead 27-12, but a lot of events have happened, have unfolded on the field here, as we called, and I'm still looking to see at the trainer's table what the word is on number 19, but it looked like he was holding his arm. But back to the booth, guys.
So it's going to be first and 10 for the Raiders with the turnover. They'll have it at their own 20-yard line. They lead Jacksonville 27-12. Two receivers to the near side. Mack Dixon gets the hole, 25, 30, 35. Running up to the 40-yard line and up to the 41-yard line is Matt Dixon. He's got a 21-yard gain.
Great run by Matt Dixon, but also a great block by Isaiah Bagwell. Bagwell's the opposite end on this side, was at least 12 yards down the field blocking the safety. And when Dixon broke through the line and passed the linebackers, Isaiah Green was able to keep his block without holding and turned his man to the inside. Dixon was then able to break to the inside for 5 or 6 more yards.
Raider fans getting excited. They can sense and almost smell the quarterfinals. Two receivers to the near side. Dixon again across the line of scrimmage up to the 42-yard line. Adiana still leading DAR 35-12. If that one holds and this one holds, the Raiders are headed to the quarterfinals and they'll play at Gilbreth Stadium in Adiana.
Timeout, Jacksonville.
Timeout, Golden Eagles with 5:35 left to play. Your score, Good Hope 27, Jacksonville 12. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Coleman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Coleman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanAppliancerepair.com.
Back at James Schaible Stadium on the campus of Good Hope High School, Friday Night Live on Live 95, WRJMLP, Coleman. Proud to be Coleman's independent radio. Proud to be the home of Raider Nation through the playoffs as the Raiders seek the blue map and a state championship here in Class 4A. They lead Jacksonville 27-12. 5.5 minutes left to play. Colton Bagwell gets his handoff, hands on his blockers across the 45, and dragging an eagle with him up to the 46-yard line.
Great run by Bagwell. They run him off the left side with the lead block. Looks like Jacksonville's called another timeout. So two timeouts in a row for them on defense. And Good Hope's continuing to run the ball and to get positive yards on first and second down.
Dylan, good to see that Swagger's up on his feet walking down there close to you.
Yeah, he is walking, but you notice his right arm, he's just holding it up right there, kind of like keeping it suspended in the air there. But it's good to see he is getting some walking in down there. Really hope the best for him there. It looked like a pretty nasty fall there on that previous play, but hope all as well. Maybe we'll get some word on him and see what's going on there. I was talking with somebody on the sideline here for Good Hope. So, we did confirm they will be traveling to Aniana if Aniana wins, or DAR if some miracle happens there. I believe that game's in the fourth quarter, though, just like this one. But if we're looking at it, everything stands as it is. Aniana's the place to be next week for Raider Nation, and we'll be glad to cover it here on Coleman's Live 95. Back to you guys in the booth.
The Redskins really appear to be in control of that one, just like the Raiders are here in this one. There'll be smoke signals going up all the way from Coleman County to Blount County in preparation of that one next week. On third down, Bailey Quick got a quarterback keeper, and he's hit right about the line of scrimmage. Really nothing to him. Cole Gaddy was the man that hit him first.
And once again, Jacksonville has called their last timeout of the half.
Timeout, Jacksonville.
And I'm trying to understand that move by them. I guess they just need actual timeout here, but they've been calling timeouts here. You think they'd want to hold on and use it. You've got 5:19 left to go, and you still could get back into this game realistically, but the math is not there, I guess, for them. They're going to take another timeout. Are we going to take one with them?
No, we'll take a moment and say special thanks to the folks who make Friday Night Live possible. That's Odin's Auto Glass, Gateway Mortgage, Fuller Optical, Cyber Broadband, Happy Homes Real Estate, and Scissor Salon. Thank you for your support of Friday Night Live here each and every Friday night on Live 95. Make sure and tell these folks you appreciate their support to Friday Night Live. Raider football continues. If they hang on, if you want to get your business on Friday Night Live, it's easy to do. Just email studio@live95coleman.com. We'll be happy to mention your business here on Friday Night Live. On fourth down and five, Bailey Quick will be in punt formation. He takes 2, 3, 4 steps to his right and now punts this one high and spiraling. It's going to hit at the 25 and roll dead right about the 18-yard line.
Great job by Bailey Quick right there. You could tell that Jacksonville they were setting up the return. So not many people even rushed the line of scrimmage. They maybe hit the man in front of them. So when Bailey Quick caught the ball, he didn't just take his normal two steps and punt it. He took one, two, three, four, made them actually come towards him before he punted the football. Smart play by Bailey Quick.
Update on number 19 right here. Looks like he's up. He's going up on the tempo there, and it looks like he's getting some more reps in.
Good to see Matt Swagger back on his feet, jogging on the sideline. First and 10, Jacksonville. From their own 19-yard line, Good Hope leads 27-12. We've got 5 minutes left to play in this one. Two receivers to either side for Jacksonville. Wiggins, alone back. Jackson wants to throw. He fires out in his flat. Great catch by Jules Gray. Jules Gray slips away from the first Raider, and the next one tomahawks him right about the 29-yard line.
You're exactly right. That was a great catch. Gray on a little quick slant, two-step slant to the inside. Jackson put it high and away, and he just went up with both hands and snagged it out of there. Great catch.
9-yard gain. Jackson again wants to throw on second and one. It's picked off. Matt Dixon's got it at the 40, to the 35, to the 30. Breaking tackles to the 25, dancing to the 20, running down to the 17-yard line.
Well, Matt Dixon got an excellent drop. When Jackson took the snap and stepped back to pass, Dixon dropped straight back, and that time he overshot his receiver once again on a quick slant. He was a little high with the football, and Dixon was right there for the interception.
Hey, Josh, was that three picks now on Jackson?
Two.
Two, actually, okay.
Two, but he...
almost three, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, and it's not a favorable night for him. I'm trying to count up those stats now, but looks like he's 17 attempts, and he's only made... math is hard, guys. Six for 17.
And two interceptions.
Yeah.
And you can't do that percentage in your head? No.
No, I can't. I tried, though.
First and 10 for the Raiders now. From the Golden Eagle 19, Colton Bagwell gets a handoff. He's just going to run a straight dive down to the 17.
Yeah, Quick just a little, took the snap, handed it right to Bagwell on the left side. He got a couple of yards. Most importantly, the clock is ticking, and it's still ticking because that was a running play. He's tackled, and the clock's going to keep ticking. I remember Chris Berman, tick, 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 tick. That's all we're thinking about right now.
No more timeouts for Jacksonville.
Exactly. Jacksonville burned all three of their timeouts on the last possession.
Second down and 9 for the Raiders from the 18. Clock running, under 4 minutes to play, 27-12 is the Raider lead. Swing pass out on the left flat. Complete to Jagger Burns, and Burns is down to maybe near the 15-14-yard line.
Pretty good move by Jagger Burns right there. He caught the little quick screen, and the defender for the Jacksonville Golden Eagles was dead on him, and he just put his foot in the ground and put a little shake move on him and got by him. And great move by Burns after he made the catch.
Clock ticking now. Close to 3 minutes left in this one. It's 27-12. Raiders looking to advance to the quarterfinals and a matchup with the Redskins of Aniana over at Gilbreth Stadium. Third down and 4. Matt Dixon runs to the 10.
They give him forward progress, which it looks like they're about to. He's going to be about a yard shy. Dixon took it off the left side, was hit immediately as he got to the line of scrimmage, but that's never slowed him down before. He drugged Golden Eagles with him about 3 more yards.
So it is 4th down and 2, the ball resting right on the 11-yard line. 2 minutes, 30 seconds left to play in this one. It's a 27-12 Raider lead. Tight set. Bailey Quick will operate under center with a full backfield. Dixon gets the handoff. And he gets close to the line of scrimmage and is driven backwards. I don't think he's going to get this one. Just a straight-ahead run, and a man waiting on him in the hole was Omarion Adams.
Omarion Adams shucked off the block that he had, and it looked like they had a over, what they call a tackle over, where you bring the tackle from the left side over to the right side of the line of scrimmage, have just the tackle and the tight end on the left side, and when they handed it to Dixon, he was able to beat his block and get in the backfield and not let Dixon get started. So Jacksonville will take over at about the 10-yard line.
2 minutes, 19 seconds left to play in this one. It's a 27-12 Raider lead over Jacksonville. Aniana still with a 35-12 lead over DAR. If these scores hold, the Raiders are headed to Aniana in the quarterfinals. On first and 10 for Jacksonville. Jackson wants to throw. Throws out on the flat. Complete to his man Gray. Gray gets up to the 20 and up to the 25-yard line before he's knocked out of bounds.
Just a little wide receiver slip screen right there. They pull the right guard and right tackle out. Gray comes to the inside, catches the ball quick, and he had a lot of open field over there. It was a good job by the Raiders to hold him. He got a first down, but there was a lot of more green over there. It was a good job by them just keeping it to 10, Tommy.
First and 10 for the Golden Eagles now from their own 26-yard line. Two receivers split to either side. Wiggins alone back. Jackson wants to throw. Fires incomplete. This one was intended for Gray. Good coverage on the outside there by Preston Bagwell.
Preston Bagwell was right on him when he tried to hit Gray. Again, Jackson's throw is a little high, and Gray couldn't go up and get it, but Bagwell was right there. Whether he did or not, he was right on him. And you got to know that Jacksonville's going to be throwing every down here. No timeouts left. They're going to have to put it in the air every play.
Second down and 10 from the 26 now. Two receivers to either side. Wiggins alone back behind Jackson. Jackson fakes it to Wiggins. And now he throws it right in the belly of Riley Kilpatrick for the interception at the 25-yard line. I think he wanted to spike it, but Kilpatrick hauled it in for the interception.
He had pumped it one time before that. He looked like he was wanting to throw a screen. It wasn't there. He pumped the ball and kept it. He spun around, and exactly like you said, looked like he was just going to try to throw it into the feet of his running back to avoid the attentional grounding call, and he threw it right to Kilpatrick. And defensive linemen don't get too many interceptions, no. But he didn't drop that one. He caught it, and he possessed the ball for the Good Hope Raiders. And now it looks like they can go to the victory formation because Jackson was out of timeouts.
The best formation in college football, the victory formation for the Raiders on first and 10 from the 25. Bailey Quick takes a knee. Listen to this Raider crowd. Dylan Demers right down in the middle of that mosh pit.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Referees are holding a couple of players for Jacksonville back. Yep. There was not a play run. It was after the kneel down. They're just standing there talking. Referees grab a couple of Jacksonville players and they're pushing them back. And they might just let this clock run out. We'll see what the referees do here. But they are grabbing a couple of players and pushing them and holding them back. I've never seen that before.
The Raiders were just standing in their huddle. And some of the Jacksonville, as we're focusing on Dylan and the crowd, some of the Jacksonville players came across the line of scrimmage into the Good Hope huddle. And now they're going to be flagged with an unsportsmanlike penalty.
Yeah, and I saw this starting transpire. There was a Jacksonville lineman holding back a linebacker. And it was really just progressing from there. Obviously, the linebacker not doing a great job holding back his own players, let alone Good Hope tonight.
Minute 25 left to play. The clock is stopped. We want the clock rolling. It's 27-12 Raiders. Victory formation again. This will be from the 15-yard line. Clock is rolling now. Minute, 15 seconds left in this one. We've got 17 seconds on the 25-second clock. They're going to let it get down as low as it can. Game clock at a minute. Play clock at 4.
Oh, movement early on Jacksonville. Oh, and there was a kick come from Jacksonville's player. Referee's getting hold of him.
Illegal procedure against the Raiders, which is stop the clock. That's ridiculous. And then one of the Jacksonville players literally kicks a Raider in the shin.
He was aiming much higher than that. Fortunately, not a lot of contact made there, but good on the referee. He stepped in right away to prevent anything worse from happening.
And, you know, this Good Hope crowd is no stranger to any of that. Elephant in the room, the whole Curry game incident. Good Hope not going to let that happen again to them.
They did call the false start against Good Hope. They backed it up 5 yards, and then they called the unsportsmanlike personal foul against Jacksonville, so they'll move it forward 15 yards now.
So do you slip somebody out of the backfield and throw into the corner of the end zone?
I like the way you're thinking.
Clock is rolling now. We just want the clock to roll.
Yeah, and I wouldn't – I mean, Good Hope's operated out of the shotgun all night, I think I would still do that. I wouldn't let the quarterback get under center, get a chance to get hit. I would operate out of the shotgun, just say when you catch it, hit your knee, and I would have my big Dixon and Bagwell up there protecting him.
Victory formation. Bailey Quick takes it to a knee. 30 seconds on the clock, and now they're going to restart the 25-second clock. Are they going to get to? They
Not
start
yet.
It right now. They don't have to snap it again. The Good Hope Raiders have defeated the Jacksonville Golden Eagles 27-12. The Raiders are headed to the quarterfinals of the state playoffs.
Congratulations.
Dylan down there talking to some of the players as they line up to shake hands with the other team. Great, great show of sportsmanship. Great show of competition here tonight.
And the guy I just congratulated was the quarterback, who I think should be the MVP of this game, Bailey Quick.
2 weeks in a row, guys, we have seen this defense from the Raiders step up and do something that folks really thought would not be possible. That's contain all the speed of JP2 and then to contain the 2,500-yard rusher in Rontarius Wiggins. And they've stepped up, played disciplined football, and done it 2 weeks in a row.
And you got to attribute that to coaching, because coaches watch film, coaches know what to expect from the other team, and then they have the challenge of getting that to their players and also having their players believe in them and believe in what they're doing. When the coach says, hey, you've got to do this, you've got to take it out of what you think you should do and go right to what the coach tells you to do. And 2 weeks in a row, like you said, we've seen that happen with them being able to contain the quarterback from JP2 and tonight holding Wiggins to, I can't see the stats, I don't have them in front of him, but if I had to guess, I would say he had less than 60 yards and nobody's kept him under 200 all year long. So a great job by the Good Hope Raider defense.
Dylan, if you can do it, make your way to the midfield and put that microphone right in the middle of this Raider Nation celebration if you can get out there.
All right, Tommy, I'm on my way right now. Like we did at Hamilton after that thriller.
Yes.
We're going to do again tonight here at the end of the second round game. Good Hope is heading to the quarterfinals, guys.
And to add some definition to that, Daniel, 44 yards all night. Many of those, I'm seeing 3 negative yards stopping him in the backfield. That's huge.
Yes.
For the defense there. Jackson, their quarterback, held, threw 3 interceptions, the last one there to a lineman to close out the game. But not a very successful night for anyone on their team statistically.
Dylan, down to you, sir. You're in the middle of everything.
Great team, Jacksonville, great season, guys. Great competition out here tonight. We wish y'all a safe trip back home, okay? Give this one to the Lord, okay?
Sir.
And somebody right now will say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father.
Who art thou, Father, thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, pray for us in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, we forgive those trespasses against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thy is the kingdom, power, and glory forever. Amen. Amen.
We hungry! We hungry!
You heard it there. They're hungry. And I'm going to go ahead and get a word with Coach Scott here in a second, but I can find him in the pile
ahead,
there.
Walk straight
Thank
ahead.
Thank you, right here. I
He's
see
right
him right
there.
Here. Thank you, Tommy. All right, guys, I'm here with Coach Alan Scott. Coach, congratulations on winning this one tonight. You know, your team played really well, just playing really well football tonight. And, you know, what do you think is the key factors for your team? What do you think did it for you guys?
Well, I think our guys are playing with a lot of confidence right now. And, you know, they're really hustling. They're taking pride in everything that they're doing. They're representing their school and their community very well. I love each and every one of them.
Right, and they show that very well, that they're really well into this game. And, you know, they're proud to be the Good Hope Raiders. And, Coach, you know, pretty strong showing against this team that looked on paper to be the dominant team, but you guys showed them what's up here in Good Hope.
Yeah, just, you know, they're not really intimidated by any numbers or anything that they see. You know, they just want to go out and compete, and that's all I've ever asked them to do. So, man, just so proud of them. Great job from the guys tonight.
Dylan, if I could, I'd like to get you to get Coach Scott to comment on his defense. 2 weeks in a row, they have played very disciplined, shut down some big running backs.
Coach, they want me to ask you about your defense playing really well, disciplined, and shutting down both these teams.
Yeah, just fantastic job tackling, running to the ball. You know, we've played some really great athletes, so I just can't say enough about them.
And Tommy, I tried to decipher that the best I could, but Coach, congratulations, and we'll see you next week.
Thank y'all so much.
Head coach Alan Scott, his Good Hope Raiders are headed to the quarterfinals of the state playoff, a place they haven't been since 1989. And for you folks back home, we're going to have it here on Live 95 next week on Friday Night Live. The Redskins are hanging on. They're up 35-12 over DAR. So more than likely, gentlemen, you all are going to be heading to Aniana, a place I have looked forward to since the playoffs. Getting the Raiders and the Redskins matched up, played ball at Aniana over the years, a great place to play ball, a great place to call ball games. But I'm going to be in sunny Orlando, Lord willing. My daughter worked her butt off and won UCA All-American. She's going to be performing in Disney World on Thanksgiving Day, so I'm going to go down and do the family thing and lead the broadcast with you guys, as much as I hate to do that.
Well, we'll definitely be jealous of you for the weather, but you'll be jealous of us for a ball game.
Yes.
No doubt going to be a good one, Good Hope against Aniana, as it seems, as that game continues to play out. Aniana historically having a great state-worthy team, many times in my high school years coming from Locust Fork playing against them.
And they have two outstanding wide receivers now on both sides of the ball that are 6'5 and 6'6, and those guys can jump through the roof. So that's going to be something where in the past these Raiders have had to contain with defenses running the ball. This time it's going to be an offense that can throw it up on the corners all night long.
It's going to be a lot of work. Good Hope's definitely got to go back to the locker room starting tonight and plan out their week to prepare for that Aniana Redskin offense. But the defense here at Good Hope has been phenomenal so far. 2 weeks in a row they've done exactly that.
Exactly right.
And, you know, guys, I want to say one thing, congratulations to Good Hope Raiders, obviously, but I want to say thank you to Good Hope High School, the Coleman County School Board as well, Dr. Hood, the principal here at Good Hope, and Shane Barnett, superintendent of Coleman County Schools. Great facilities here at Good Hope, and very accommodating, very hospital to us here, and loved every minute of being here on the sideline and reporting for you guys.
And the good thing is next Friday at Good Hope High School, too, they're going to have more promos and more hype music that they can play on the PA system all day during school.
Right. And these guys on the way to Aniana, they get to go by the billboard that sports my name, home of Daniel Warhurst. I mean, that'll be the greatest thing ever, guys.
You know, many of them will probably cherish that. I'm sure of it, Daniel.
The Raiders defeat the Jacksonville Golden Eagles 27-12. Dylan, closing comments?
I just got to say that, you know, Good Hope really did play some great football tonight, and it was a really great scene to see here. If you're a fan of Good Hope, and we're thankful for all the Good Hope fans that have reached out to us on Facebook Live, have tuned in to Live 95, Prep Sports Live, even Sports Talk Live, whatever we've got going on, the Good Hope fans have found us, and we love you guys, and we love being here, and we're going to be the home of Raider Nation going into the playoffs as we go next week into round number 3. But I just want to say again, thank you for all the, you know, to all the Good Hope fans and parents. Thank you guys for putting on a great atmosphere here, as well as to the principals, superintendents, vice principals, so on and so forth. And of course, thank you to you guys up there for helping me out down here.
Absolutely.
Especially you, Josh, with all the stats. Jay, and Melissa for putting everything together. Tommy and Daniel on a great broadcast. I loved every minute of it. I'm glad to be back with you guys this week. Couldn't be there last week for the JP2 game, but I'm looking forward to being at the helm of the Aniana game. So that'll be it for me. I'm going to head back up there with you guys, but thank you so much.
You're welcome, Dylan. And Josh, one more week in a row, the Raider defense has stepped up and contained some powerful offense.
Absolutely. You know, we've gone through this a little bit throughout the game. We'll go through it now in conclusion. Jackson wound up attempting 20 passes through the night, 8 of 20 on the night. That is a 40%. There's the percentage.
You got your percentage.
That's some of the smoking that's been going on, trying to turn on that brain in this cold weather. It's nothing but steam coming off the tone. but cut that down, 44 yards on Wiggins. You know, you talked about 2,500 yards coming into this game. Huge, huge precedent that Good Hope is setting. If I'm Aniana right now, I'm taking note of these stats, because someone's going to, you know, these stats are going to make their way to Aniana somehow, some way. And that's a scary thing if you're Aniana Redskins.
And if I'm not mistaken, Jacksonville beat Aniana this year in the regular season 28 to 17 really? Or 28 to 14. So
okay.
good showing by the Raiders.
15 carries for Wiggins for 44 yards. Yeah. A gentleman who's averaging over 200 yards a night. Yep. This Raider D just shut him down.
And that's less than 3 yards a carry. And we're talking about him averaging over 200 yards a game, and he gets less than 3 yards a carry tonight. Great job by the Raider defense.
Absolutely. And Good Hope's offense answered back just as strong as their defense did. Matthew Dixon, of course, not a name that anyone is unfamiliar with if you've been following any of these Good Hope games. 17 carries, not any of them huge numbers, save one or two. I see here there's a 32-yard carry and a 20-yard carry, but most of them in single digits. But they were all super important. They were either a scoring run or they were a first down marker pusher, and just a wonderful performance getting him right out to the 150-yard mark, 143 yards on 17 carries. Great performance by Matthew Dixon.
Hats off to the Raider offense and the Raider defense again, too, for remaining disciplined and shutting down a powerful Jacksonville offense. Your final score from James Schaible Stadium, the Good Hope Raiders 27, the Jacksonville Golden Eagles 12. Closing comments, Daniel?
Great job once again. We've witnessed how well coached this Good Hope Raiders team is. We've talked about it all night, the discipline they show on defense and the way they're able to impose their will on offense. They ran the ball once again. I don't know. I could probably count on my hand how many passes they attempted tonight, but they didn't need to. They were running the ball at will, and then that opened up the pass plays they did attempt for big gains because of their ability to run the football. Great job by the Raider coaches and getting the plays to their team and having their team execute them. Great job by the Good Hope Raiders.
Producer, statistician extraordinaire Josh, closing comments?
Just a wonderful game. Glad I could share such a great seat with all the team from Live 95, and I've really enjoyed it. Loved getting to follow not just a Coleman County team, but also a high school that I'm very familiar with, growing up against, playing against some of these people in the stands. Actually, now that I've gone a couple of years out of high school now, so what a team to connect to and to get to follow. I really appreciate the opportunity.
The Raider Nation heads to Aniana next week. They'll play the Redskins at Gilbreth Stadium in Aniana. Travel over there, make the trip to Gilbreth, cheer on the Raiders, but if you can't, the game will be here for you on Friday Night Live. Tell your friends and neighbors they can listen locally on 95.5. They can stream it. They can go to Facebook or go to TuneIn Radio. We're going to have it for you here on Live 95, your Raider station throughout the playoffs. Final score tonight, Raiders 27, Golden Eagles 12. The Good Hope Red Raiders, not the Good Hope Red Raiders, Good Hope Raiders, my apology.
Raiders.
The Raiders are headed to the quarterfinals for Daniel Warhurst, Dylan Diemer, Josh Lawler, Melissa Fuller, and Jay Fuller. I'm Tommy Warhurst saying so long. This has been Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Broadcasting from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's independent radio, WRJMLP, Coleman.